I now present the Radio Gods. It's the Don and Mike Show, brought to you on Wichita Sports Authority by Miller Lite. Life is good.
He's going to finish well back, but second to Ben Crenshaw a year ago. And back to the seventh.
Man in the boat overboard. Oh, he's savage. Come on, Mark, like a dog, honey. Mark, like a dog. I will teach you to make the world respect.
A It's the most solid one. Hit his head all day.
Wait, after they got a salami, I got a hug.
I do remember the first time I heard the sweetest voice in the wide world.
Miss Patty. Mia.
From that day on, we was always together. He was like peas and carrots.
Ever the longer waiting time, Phil.
She was my most special friend.
And they call me Nell and May. Yes, Nell and May. Don't take me away. Take me in the wind.
My only friend.
I'm an excellent driver. There's only 28 miles on the kilometer since I drove it a week ago last Saturday. It should be more than 28 miles.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Jimmy. What's up? What's up? Did I hit something?
It's a very dangerous highway.
What is that?
The guy lets me drive slow on the driveway. I'm an excellent driver.
What? No.
Better
pull over and see. Yeah. This is 27 minutes of Jeffrey.
15 minutes of Judge Watson.
Are you taking any prescription medication? Practically 26 minutes of Jeffrey.
Uh-oh. No. Lie now.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Played the back nine in 11 under with only one bogey. That was a 12 yesterday. And today, he's played the back nine in 4 over. 218.
Curtis Young, Cinderella. Come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about 500, don't you think?
It's highly unlikely.
He's got a beautiful dashboard. Dad, oh, he's got all of that one. You got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here.
That was a swing of a man with a 4-shot lead. Trying to be conservative there. Trying to just put it in the play.
You are listening on the radio.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Well, here he is. In front of his hometown fans, Captain Friday. Hi, Captain Friday. You got a word for the kiddies?
Hello, Wichita.
Say it, Buzz.
Hello, Wichita.
Now, give him your disclaimer, Buzz.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Your discretion is advised.
And thank you, Captain Friday.
Live from the oven room, inside the Hot Tamale Center, in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Wichita, Kansas. Oh, Jesus, is it ever, Mike? It's the Don and Mike Show. Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank. C.L. Broyhill, along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with something flimsy to wear. Today, we broadcast live from downtown Wichita with the usual Friday grease, our tropical trip here, and our day at Wichita State University.
Oh, yeah, we were learning some stuff.
Also, a live, on-air marriage. Charlie Stossel, our movie man from AMC. Low-budget Jeff. With live, on-site contestants right here in Wichita. Rudy Marsky from USA Today on Sports.
How you doing, guys?
And a live talent show featuring this crowd right here.
Oh, they look mighty talented, Mike.
And last but not least, Dennis Murphy, disco dancing in a cage.
Yeah. And a wonderful cage it is.
Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
Well, as always, I'm ready for you, laying on me, Big Daddy. It's Friday, 48 hours of nonstop party. Again, tell your boss to shove it, all that DJ crap. Lay it on me, please.
For today, heat stroke.
Yeah. Hey, we got a prize for the first person to collapse from heat stroke out here today.
But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the big old, bad old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks. Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we need is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Oh,
roll
yeah.
back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Yeah, I gotta go shake to do all the living.
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom
15.
You know his taste, it's all so simple. So let's start the swing, and let's start the sway. Here
no
comes
way.
The guy with the record to play.
Don't you run him over like a man.
We're here, Bob.
You can't change.
All right, thank you. Now, listen, this is wonderful. This is great. However, please, stop for just a second.
Hold on.
Stop for just a second.
That's right.
I want to take a moment out to salute the hardworking men and women who in 100-degree weather are sitting outside now.
Yeah.
Please, no gratuitous applause yet. However, I understand that inside that place next door, Heroes
Sports Bar,
there are four times as many people. They are all enjoying the program via closed circuit television.
Oh, no.
Now, it's really sad. It is really sad that I have such a huge freaking ego. But can I tell you that right now it doesn't look like we have as many people here as we had last year.
Yes, because most of them are inside.
Right. Which means turn off the video.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
You want to see the show? You
got to come out here.
Get your buns outside.
You got to come out here if you want to be a part of this show.
That's right.
For goodness sakes.
My God, what's wrong with people?
Now listen, really, go to black, guys. Go to black.
Shut it off.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. The monitors are off.
There you go.
And I urge all of you people inside the air-conditioned comfort of Heroes to come join us outside where it's 101 degrees as we start the show.
Wow. Hey, but we're not tough guys. When you come out of Hero Sports Bar into the 101 degree heat, bring a cool beverage with you.
Yeah, come on, enjoy yourself.
Sure.
Hello and thanks for listening. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, the usual gang of idiots. It's our nationwide radio show via Best Bud Van Entertainment. And you see also, if you people from Heroes would please come out, my wife is here on the trip with me, as is Mike's wife, and my wife has never been to an out-of-town appearance.
Uh-huh.
And I am always telling her, what are you doing with your top there?
Oh, my God.
What were you doing? What were you doing?
Are you? Is that some sort of reaction to the heat that you're having right now?
Do it again. Show Mike what you were doing.
Yeah, I didn't see what you were doing.
Look what she's doing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, welcome to Wichita.
Man.
There's Rob out in the crowd with the microphone right now. What's your name?
Bunny.
Hi.
Did you say Bunny? Okay, I couldn't hear you. It kind of came out like, Bunny.
Hey, Bunny, how long have you been sitting out in this hot, hot weather?
Oh, just about since 1:30.
Since 1:30?
Uh-huh.
That's terrific.
I'm sorry.
What were you doing with your top there?
Well, I just thought I'd expose more to sun.
Take it off!
Oh, they're getting rowdy. We have a new world's record.
That is the first take it off, and we've only been on, actually only been talking for 3 or 4 minutes.
My God, and then the guy in back of you that's practically having a seizure, but take it off, baby!
And what about the guy out there with a sign, hey, Donna and Mike, please feed us dog food. are you talking about that time that Dennis ate the dog food? Is that what you're talking about?
I tell you, things are boring here in the middle of the country, aren't they?
Hold on, there's another sign. Kathy Lee is Satan.
Death to Satan. Oh, we love coming back here. This is great.
Hey, video guys. Come on, guys. Really, listen. I'm serious.
Oh, this guy up here on the camera is about to have a meltdown. Are you having a meltdown right now?
Hold on.
Because you're a tiny guy. We can break you right over our knee. You know,
it's not going to Heroes? I'm going to need some confirmation on that. Let me see.
Are you having some kind of meltdown over there on the camera?
You and the Wilson hat. Will you come here for a minute? You'd be the first Mr. Helper of today's show. And here he is, Mr. Wichita.
All right.
Buzz, you're from here. This is the standard uniform that every man in Wichita is forced to wear, right?
Absolutely.
If and when you graduate from high school.
Yeah. Hey, what health club do you work out at? Same one I do, probably, right?
Hi.
State Parole Office.
State Parole Office. Oh, cool.
What's your name?
Mark.
Hey, Mark, quick favor. If you wouldn't mind, run over to the Hero Sports Bar, where there's about 800 people enjoying the air conditioning, and make sure that the screens in there have gone dark. Can you do that?
Cool.
Dunk a shame, my friend.
And really run. Really run.
Work up a sweat.
There he goes.
That's what makes it a little more fun if he really sprints over there.
Sure.
There he goes. We are ecstatic to be back in Wichita. We are in downtown Wichita, what they call Old Town. And I was glad to know that you don't spell it O-L-D-E like so many trendy cities do. It's not Oldie Town. This is simply Old Town Wichita. And I'm guessing because... I said, look around, this is just old, right?
It's just old.
Yeah.
Simply old and
genuine.
And none of the shops are called shoppies either.
Yes. Right.
Ye oldie shoppy and oldie towny.
But this would be, as far as I could understand, from what I've been told, this is the trendiest part of Wichita. If you're coming to Wichita, this is the place to be. And is there a Pizza Hut on every corner in Wichita?
Yeah.
And can somebody tell me the difference between Pizza Hut and Pizza Hut Cafe?
Pizza Hut Cafe just has a little bit more panache.
Is there a difference? These are the important things in Wichita, Kansas that we've discovered.
The Pizza Hut Cafe will not allow Dennis Murphy to eat in there.
Oh, and how did Dennis's world tour go? Dennis arrived in Wichita. Oh, our guy? Come here, Mr. Wichita. Come here for a second.
Got to find out if those monitors are turned off.
He's back.
Are they off in the Hero Sports Bar? Hi, how you doing? Hi.
Not only are they off, but it's a ghost town in there.
Yeah, there you go. That's
much better.
All right, bring the people out. And Rob,
we've done our job.
Perhaps some prize for Mr. Wichita. Do we have? Did we bring any prizes with us?
It should be under your bell. A festival of prizes.
Prizes?
We have a festival of prizes.
Prizes.
Perhaps a pie.
Oh, can we get him a gourmet pie?
And
oh, he's
pencil.
Got a pencil. Don has touched this pencil.
Enjoy an official pencil, my friend.
That's a collector's item from the show.
Hey, listen now. I have something to start the program here today.
Ooh.
A proclamation from the city of Wichita, Kansas, founded in 1870, whereas Don and Mike, blah, 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 whereas National Radio Show, blah, 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 just over 2 years, blah, 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 Wichita native Buzz Burbank is a regular of the Don and Mike Show, blah, blah, blah.
Now, he's not just saying that. That's actually written on the proclamation, B-L-A-H, B-L-A-H.
Blah, blah, blah. The last time we were in Wichita, we got a proclamation that said it was Don and Mike Day.
Right.
It now says, according to Bob Knight, that's not the Bobby Knight, is it? That's not my Bobby Knight.
Man, if you don't read that proclamation, I'm going to make you run stairs.
F you! Bob Knight, the mayor of Wichita, Kansas, has resolved that today, June 21st, through next Friday, June 28th, officially Don and Mike Week in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
Hi-o! Now, where's my wife? Come here, I want you to see this. Come here right now. Come here right now, Frida. Come here for a second. Please now, no applause for her. Please. This makes it very hard for me to take her back home. Please, no applause for her. I am always telling her what a big deal I am and how when we go out of town, we have thousands of people that show up.
Right.
And look at this now, honey.
That's a week. That's a whole week dedicated to us.
Don and Mike Week. And you see these people? These are my people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't have seen it myself. You know, you have a tendency to exaggerate, so I never believe anything you tell me.
So the big question would be...
I'm glad I'm here.
Are you suitably impressed?
Am I impressed with y'all? That will never change.
Right.
But I am surprised. Surprised, Belfast.
You know, the one good thing about this trip is I don't think she's ever going to ask to come again. Because she found out last night what our glamorous travel schedule is like.
That's right. Isn't it lovely? It's only the finest for us.
And I am proud to say that she got to see Mike as only few of us know Mike. I will tell you this.
I had a pleasant flight. No stress.
Sure is.
I was relaxed on takeoff. Relaxed on landing.
Tell him how red Mike's face was.
I didn't realize how red your face was till you held your baby up next to your face.
Oh, my
God. And the difference between a nice, pale, cool baby that hasn't been tanned and this beet red thing, watermelon, sitting on the top of his shoulders.
But wait, here's why. Here's why. We get to the airport last night. Honey, your time on the show is over.
And my wife doesn't... No mic time for you. Just hold the baby up and the baby can take a bow. There we go. There's my daughter, Catherine,
the baby.
Right over here.
She's a cute baby.
Can you all see her back there? All right. Hi, Catherine. That's it. That's 10 years. That's the
shopping.
Next time I'll bring her out in public will be 10 years from now.
You'll notice the look on her on that baby's face. Every man she meets, are you my daddy? Are you my daddy? Bye, honey. Well, there they go now. Our wives are going to be taking that big, wonderful limousine, and I guess they're going to go to Walmart or...
Whatever you got here.
Don't spend... Laura, Frieda, don't spend too much money today, please.
Hey, buy me some... I need the Kathy Lee pants.
I want the Kathy Lee pants, the ones she makes in the sweatshop.
Oh, now listen, about clothes. I am not wearing either the Generation X outfit that I had hoped to.
Right. This story, you are so concerned about your wardrobe, more concerned about your wardrobe for this trip than
I've
ever seen
you.
Well,
now listen, hold on. Hold on, last year. Does anybody remember last year? I was like 40 pounds heavier last year. So now I'm very concerned about my weight. I want to make sure that everybody here knows that I'm looking so dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought all these new clothes for the trip. What I did, I had two pair of pants. I had a pair of white pants, pair of khaki pants, and I had a couple of new dress shirts.
Right.
I put them in the bag.
Any dresses? Somebody said you didn't take any dresses with you. No.
No dresses. No dresses.
Even though you look dreamy in a dress.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So here's the problem. I love these writing utensils, Sharpies. These are fantastic. They're like big grown-up crayons.
Yeah, they're great with ice cream.
I carry them with me everywhere. Yesterday in my bag, I had four of these. During the flight from Washington to St. Louis to Wichita, the top came off one of them, and it was about 100 degrees. I'm getting ready to get dressed to come out here today. It's noon. I go through the bag, and I have all my new clothes, my new white pants.
You're back to school clothes.
Yes. Big, huge, like almost like that Rorschach test. Big ink blots on all of my clothes.
Your pants have been spooged on.
Yeah, so I got in a panic, and I said to my wife, my God, what are we going to do? I'm in Wichita, and I need to buy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we possibly go in Wichita to buy clothes?
Where is the Fashion Palace?
Well, she found some place. She found a place. She bought me a nice pair of pants and a nice shirt.
Your go-to-the-university clothes, which you wore earlier, I thought were simply stunning.
Yes, but I decided that then they were too hot to wear today. So today, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, these are the same old clothes that I would wear any other day of the week. Sorry about... Oh, well, thank you.
Wouldn't it be safe to say we're all wearing our regular go-to-work clothing?
Yeah. Yes, this is how we all normally dress.
This is all... Daryl, the only difference, Daryl is normally nude when he's in the studio. He just likes it that way. We're not really sure why. Porn, yes, that's porn right over here.
It's his love of pornography. So it was a very, very, very touch-and-go morning, as I was all morning, like a girl, wondering about what it is that I was going to wear, what I'm going to be. And I'm thinking, if only I had the life that this guy has. Do you know, so easygoing. Last night we got to the airport. Everybody arrived early at the airport and got checked in.
Yeah.
Mike, Buzz, Rabe, Laura, Mike's baby, they had all checked in. I arrived a couple minutes after them, and they said, we're going to go up to the club. The pilot's club.
We checked in, and we got real lucky because a lady at the airport listens to the show, and she gave us the passes to get into this special place where, you know, you drink free.
So they're all up there. Meanwhile, as they've made it through the line, I am suddenly behind a guy who wants to not only buy a plane ticket, but wants to refinance his house and wants to buy a car.
Yeah, we said, we'll see you up there. You know, come upstairs to where the thing is.
Well, I stood in line and stood in line and stood in line for 40 minutes until I got our tickets. We got the tickets. We go upstairs, and I go up to where this club is, and I go like this on the door, and nobody answers.
Mm-hmm.
The door's locked. It's the Ambassador's Club. That's where it is.
We didn't hear the knock because we were probably inside going, yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
So I find out. So now we've still got about 40 minutes before the plane, and I said to Frieda, I don't know where everybody else is. So Frieda and I just go and sit in the stupid lounge area. We're sitting there.
I didn't know. If I'd known this, seriously, I would have sent Bobo down to get you, but Bobo and I were busy.
About 1,000 degrees. We're sitting there, and she says to me, oh, look at Mike. Frieda says, has Mike been out in the sun? And I said, no. She says, look how red his face is. And I swear to God, here's what he does. He walks up, and he has his baby in one arm.
Securely in my arm. I just want credit
for
that.
Comes up. He stands in front of me. And you know how when you've had a little drink, you speak a little louder than you normally want to? He comes in, and he says, our top story tonight.
No.
He comes in, and he goes, hey, man. I've had four double vodkas, and I don't feel anything.
No wonder.
All of this while he's holding his kid in his arms.
This is medicinal. This is for purposes of stress-free flying. I am a phobic flyer. I always have been. I've never been able to compensate, so I do this. And Rob is also phobic. I discovered that on this trip.
No, Rob is just phobic because you're phobic.
Is that why you're phobic, Rob? Because,
no, I do not like to fly, but also my phobia, I manifested in thirst.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's the way to do it.
So Rob had three double vodkas.
vodkas, and Rob very much looked like he had had three double vodkas.
Yes.
Mike had had four, and Mike was mad that he was still
nervous about flying.
Right.
So usually, at that stage of the game, after that is done, I wouldn't care. I would actually, you know, who's flying the plane? You know, the
doesn't matter.
We'll fly the plane for food. It does not matter.
So we got on the plane, and I hope you're not offended by this. We get on the plane.
I'm never offended, as you know, by anything you say.
Mike and Laura are sitting here, and Frida and I are sitting back here. And as Mike orders his fifth double vodka, I said to Frida, I said,
it's a great sound when you get cheered for that. You know?
Just did one! Yeah!
We're not really proud of this. We counted six, though.
Huh?
We counted a total of six.
Who's counting when you're having fun?
I said to her, I'm so glad you came on this trip. Mm-hmm. I said, if that was me sitting in the chair next to him right now,
right,
he'd be leaning over. I'd be getting that boozy.
I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, you know what it would be?
It's a pleasure to work with you.
I said, first it would be, isn't it great that we've lasted so long together? Then it would be, I hope the Red Sox win the World Series.
Right. Right.
Then it would be, God, I love the Kennedys. And then the first thing would, then the first thing always is, I'm going to call my mother.
Yeah.
And I said to Frida, thank God you are here, and I don't have to, and it's poor Laurel who has to sit up there and get all of that.
Now, that last time, I only called my mom because I met Ethel Kennedy. That's the only reason. And I wanted to let her know,
Mom, I just met Ethel Kennedy. It was a big surprise.
But I had it was a very, very stress-free flight for me.
Oh, and it must have been.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to fly. It makes me very scared, and I had a partner in Rob, and it was fine, and we arrived in one piece, and everything was great. Didn't you?
Yeah. We had an hour layover in St. Louis. We had to wait an hour for the plane to arrive.
We did?
But almost 2 hours.
Oh. You didn't?
It was an hour?
You didn't notice
maybe two.
That was St. Louis, right?
You didn't. Yeah. You didn't notice that. Here's another great Mike O'Mara moment. We are in the airport in St. Louis, and his kid, the baby is sleeping, and Laura's holding the baby, and
Catherine.
Mike's sitting there.
Yeah, okay. Young Catherine.
Oh, well, I refer to Bart as my kid.
Okay, Catherine.
So
yeah,
the kid is in the baby in the mom's arms,
yes,
and Mike is sitting there, and Frieda or Buzz or somebody says, "Let's go see what's going on."
Yeah.
And you know how it is when you've got somebody who has to stay anchored with the stuff?
Right.
Well, in this case, it's Mike and Laura and Catherine.
Uh-huh.
So everybody gets up, and as everybody gets up, we say, hey, would you mind watching the bags?
Yeah!
Pardon me?
All right!
What was that?
A drive-by shouting.
The guy that came by.
Drive-by shouting.
Buzz ought to know he lives here.
Buzz Burbank, everybody.
There you go.
Buzz Burbank, right here.
And nobody missed a beat. They just kept going.
So as everybody gets up now, I know we got to do commercials, correct, Rob? As everybody gets up, everybody says, would you mind watching the luggage? Would you mind watching the luggage? And I'm seeing him, he's doing a slow burn. And everybody, Buzz says, would you mind? But Rob says, you mind? Frida says, you mind? I stand up and go, would you mind watching the luggage? And he goes, no. And as we get about 10 feet away, he says at the top of his lungs, have a good time! Go have a great time! I'll be here with your luggage!
See you later. Go and enjoy the airport. Here I am, sitting in the boring little lounge area.
And once again, I turned to Fred and I said, see?
Uh-huh.
See what you're missing on these trips?
And I know, because, I mean, it just verifies all the behavior, and Frida was able to see it firsthand, and I'm glad I didn't let you down. And I plan tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. not letting you down again.
And when we arrived at the airport, when we finally got here, I think it was 2 a.m., real time, East Coast time.
Somebody said that. We did have a little welcoming committee at the airport.
Yeah, there were a lot of very nice people at the airport.
Yes.
Is there anybody here who was actually insane enough to be at the airport last night? You? Hi, how you doing?
The thing was, the people that were at the airport greeting us, it was not one of those deals where you got off the plane and everybody went, hey! It was one of these deals where I got off the plane and I started walking, and all of a sudden I noticed that there are people walking with me that weren't on the plane, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, whenever it was in the airport, it's like, are you guys here to see us? And everybody went, uh-huh. Well, say something, for God's sake.
I was walking with your wife. She's a really lovely lady.
Oh, yeah. Were you the one taking the pictures?
No, I wasn't taking pictures.
Okay.
I had the CD-ROM. I had y'all sign.
We have to confiscate those if we find those.
No.
All right.
Well, these people are all very nice. And once again, my wife is amazed.
I want to thank you
because it's those little kinds of touches. Because, you know, every time we've done a show in the past, I come back home and I say to her, God, you will not believe. 3,000 people. They were at the airport. And she goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for being there.
Yeah.
Thank you. We do appreciate
when
it.
When you travel halfway across the country and you land at an airport and you see people that are waiting there that you've never met before, that's the nicest feeling in the world.
Yes,
we love
is.
That's why we came back to Wichita and you're number two.
Now, Mike, hold on. Before we break for commercials, let's acknowledge the local media, Channel 12. Which one is, you know, the dumbest TV station? The one with the name? What's the cake?
12.
12, is that it? Cake?
10, ABC, K-A-K-E.
So wait, you're Channel 12. What is that, pie? This is so funny when they go, cake news coming up. I thought it was like a freaking food channel or something.
Cake news, where no matter how bad it is out there, it's always a piece of cake in here.
And there's Channel 3. Now, you guys don't even have reporters here? They just said, so this will be the stuff that they run at the end of the news? Local radio disc jockeys Don and Mike did a show today in downtown Wichita.
You can practically write the story, you know. But heat didn't bother some people as they braved 103 degree temperatures to see national personalities Don and Mike.
You know, the only thing that they're missing is that obligatory shot that they always make when they're doing a story of a radio station of a guy with his hand on the control board with the knobs going up and down, that or the meters going back and forth, or the cars driving to work.
Gotta have that.
That's the one they'll get, though. That's the one they'll put, though. When we were
they'll
just doing that.
They'll slice that head, yeah. So who's the, let me ask you, the audience here. Who is, what?
We don't know what that means.
Would there be an outside chance we already lost this crowd?
Yeah, you don't even know what the question was going to be. And you get, it's like Jeopardy. You give me the answer. What are you guys screaming about? I was going to ask you something about the anchors on the news stations here. What were you guys talking about?
I believe they're talking about an anchor by the name of Mogi something.
Mogi Corn Dog? What is his name? Mogi Corn Dog?
Langston.
Mogi Langston?
It's a woman?
She? Mogi is a she. Is she on your station?
Is she on your station?
Oh, where the hell's the camera for her station?
Mogi? I got your Mogi.
I see a lot of men saying that and then, like, holding their hands up to their breasts.
Mogi? What kind of a name
is that?
Hold on, the guy from Channel 3 is telling us something.
Oh, he just told us something good. Said she made her own home porn movie.
Oh, we heard about her last year. Allegedly.
That's nothing new. We heard about that last year. All right, well, hello to Channel 12 and hello to Channel 3. And hello to all of you. We got a big show for you. Please stay right there. We'll be back live from Wichita in a moment.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
5 o'clock comes.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the police are a little worried about the crowd down here.
It's a hard working town. A lot of people are going to show up after work today, and we're looking forward to seeing them.
And we have been asked only one thing. Last year when we were here, we had a guy who was up on one of the roofs of one of these buildings that was standing dangerously close to the edge doing handstands.
Right.
We've been asked by the police to say, please, no handstands from the tops of buildings this year.
As a matter of fact, no life-threatening stunts whatsoever. I'm sorry, no one can try to kill themselves today. Sorry about that.
Now the fun zones are here. Oh, hold on. Who is that up on top of that building over there?
Either has a camera or a gun.
Hi. That's a camera, right?
One way to find out, Mike, stand up.
Man, why do I kind of feel like we're in Dallas, not Wichita, you know what I mean?
So the fun tones are here. You know, they're the Wichita band that did that song, Thank You, Mr. Marconi.
Right. They're the coolest.
Yeah.
So we'll have them in a couple of seconds.
Great.
I want to tell you about our day at Wichita State University. A way to beat the heat. We'll tell you about that here in a second. Of course, Dennis will be getting into his cage. The guys have told me that they want to eat the dog food, and we'll bring them up. There's no finer place and no finer weather to eat dog food than on a 100-degree day.
Yeah, today we'll be serving it warm.
And a question for anybody who listened to the show yesterday. We didn't hear the end of the show. How did it go with the torch guy, the guy who ran the Olympic torch? That was not good.
You mean, are you giving a thumbs down to the guy that carried the torch or the reporter? Did the reporter suck?
Why, he sucked? What happened?
He was terrible?
Did he choke?
All right, let's talk to one of these fellas down here, one of these roughies. Yeah.
I'm not sure that pantomime you were doing, whether it was a bad reporter, whether he was doing some sort of lewd sex act.
Hello, hi, what's your name?
It's Christian.
Are you angry?
No.
I just asked that of everybody your age.
You know, when you asked him that, his facial expression immediately, you're not an angry guy, are you?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
So you listened to that yesterday, what was that like? How did that sound?
Well, if it's...
the phone that he was on kept cutting out, which wasn't, you know, that probably wasn't his fault, but, man, he just sucked.
No!
And I don't know if it happened on our watch or not, but it rained in Washington yesterday evening, and the rain doused the Olympic torch.
Oh!
Yeah. So, there's that.
Is there an outside shot that happened when our guy was carrying it?
There's a chance. I don't know the exact details yet.
But our guy, the guy who won the chance on our show, he didn't drop the torch. I'm not talking about the guy who did the play-by-play, but the guy who was actually running with the torch, he didn't drop it, correct?
Not that I know of, no.
Fantastic.
That would be just our luck, wouldn't it? The one guy that we have to run with it is running with it while it's not lit.
Hey, you know, I don't know how these funny things work out, but I think we have also discovered a new host for the best of Don and Mike when we were on vacation or something. I don't know if you heard the eloquent stylings of Charlie Broyhill, who is the poor man's Garrison Keillor yesterday.
Man.
But if there's never an advertisement for remedial reading.
Oh, absolutely. It seems like, only a couple of years ago we were training him to use tools, and now he's actually hosting the best of. It's amazing because he can actually put the words together and make sense, which is real progress for him.
So thank you for the update on the whole torch thing. Now, this morning before we came out here, we had the chance to go over to Wichita State University, which is home of the Freeman Meanies.
The Shockers.
Yeah, that's it.
The Hay Shockers, right?
No, just the Shockers.
The Wheat Shockers?
Okay.
So we go over to this place, and we expected that we would be...
I don't know what it is.
We expected that we would be in a classroom or something like that. Were we surprised? We walked in, and we were in a lecture hall.
Yeah, it looked like one of those places where they wheel the body out, you know, and they're supposed to dissect it in front of the class.
So the professor brings us up there, and we will play excerpts of that tape on Monday's show, I think. The professor brings us up, and... we spoke for just a couple of seconds about Disney and ended up speaking more about our philosophies on life.
Yeah, it was terrific, and it was a very receptive class, too. They all kind of sat out there and looked at us and went, huh?
Yeah, and I think perhaps the most heartening point of the whole experience was at the very end when the professor stood up and said, "Thank you, Don and Mike. Are there any questions?" And not one hand went up.
And we waited. Beautiful. We waited about 5 seconds.
No, he stood there a bit too long.
Thank you. Good night. We appreciate it. There were some people in the class, a good number of people that actually listened to the show, and it was just a different forum. We're very at ease speaking in front of a group like this, but as far as being in a classroom, I mean, we're like fish out of water in that situation.
And we also discovered the next time that we do a lecture, and we've now decided that we're qualified to go to schools and do lectures.
Sure.
Yeah, and we're going to be guest lecturers at a number of universities leading up to that honorary degree at at Andy Granatelli or wherever.
We got to have two microphones, though. But
yeah.
There was only one microphone. See, we don't have a problem now because he has one, I have one, Buzz has one, Rob has one. But when we were speaking today, one microphone for two mouths, each of them demanding the microphone. Like, as soon as I would take it, he would want to say something. I am surprised that we actually didn't start wrestling in front of everybody for control of the microphone.
I thought we did pretty well. The only problem was when we were switching off, when we were handing the microphone to one another, we go...
Yeah, there was some kind of Disney karma there. Where is the professor? I saw him here today. You remember him, of course, from Gilligan's Island, the professor?
Uh-huh.
Where is he at? Hey, come here, professor. I just saw him a moment ago. I'd like to know how he felt our speaking engagement went. Where'd he go?
Sit right up and you'll hear a tale of a tiny
show. He was just there. Is that he gone already?
He's angry. We called his class stupid and he went away.
We have confirmation that he has departed with a sour face.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. He's just gone.
He's a busy man.
Well, we want to thank all of the very nice people that had us out at Wichita State University. We expected that it would be like a community college where we would walk in and it would be a small, dimly lit room. We were pleasantly surprised to find out it's a real college.
Yeah, we felt very legitimate for about 15 seconds, and then after we left, we realized we're illegitimate.
I think I lost the crowd when they had a picture of Michael Eisner, because you know we were supposed to speak about Disney. So I picked up the picture of Eisner and drew a Hitler mustache on it, and then I said, "This man built good roads. In the beginning, this man was good." And thank you for your notice, because it was like this with them. It was right over the freaking top of them.
And then when you called him a business effort, I think that was the class was in a state of shock for the rest of the lecture.
Oh, you got to call it like you see it, Mike.
Absolutely.
Cotton picking right.
I'll tell you right now, this bad is a cotton picking business effort.
Hey, listen. Before we have to break again, but before we do. Especially for you ladies listening to us right now with a 101-degree temperature, who would like to be hosed off? I understand. I understand that we have...
You, ma'am, you were a little overheated earlier. Would you like to be hosed off?
We have, Rob, are they hoses or are they sprinkler systems?
I think it's hoses with nozzles.
Hoses with nozzles. And where are they? Throughout the crowd, where are they?
Really?
Turn one on, then. Will you,
you, ma'am, would you like to be hosed off?
Leanne, will you turn it on?
All right.
All right, let's see what this is like.
Where's the hose?
I've been told that this year our radio station, KQAM...
Look at the cameraman run.
Where's the hose? Really went all out. They prepared things, and they had a sprinkler system set up.
We are looking for the hose.
All right, there goes Rob Spiewak, still looking for the hose.
Rob spends quite a bit of time during the rest of the week trying to find his hose.
There he goes.
It's way over here.
Have you got it, Rob?
Have you found
garden variety hose?
Yeah, it is a standard hose.
Oh, no, he's breaking up.
Uh-oh. Rob, you better scream. Your microphone's breaking out.
What? Closer.
Closer.
Here's our first lucky contestant.
This is like play a password.
Right, and now everybody stands. Like, what, is somebody going to play the national anthem or what?
Everybody wants to see somebody get sprayed with water. Is it a guy or a girl getting sprayed with water right now? We don't know. It's a female. All right, the guy from Channel 12 says it's a female.
Mogi.
It's Mogi.
Oh, there's Mogi again.
It's Mogi. She's making a new movie out here today.
Mogi, the porno anchor woman.
She said something.
What?
Rob, unfortunately, your microphone is failing.
I'm sorry. She said it felt good.
Ah, there you go. All right.
Well, next time, let's spray her up here where we can see, please.
Yeah, perhaps next time when we're doing the broadcast in Wichita, you don't leave the hose in Kansas City, all right?
But listen, the point of this is, if you are hot and you would like to be sprayed off, we will have a hose boy or a... Hose girl. Do we have any hose girls here today?
Lord knows we've been called that through our careers. Hose boys.
We will have a bunch of hose boys and hose girls who are willing.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
4-hour bender with no hangover. The Don and Mike Show.
Look at all the umbrellas out here.
Hot.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for coming by again in Old Town, Wichita. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and the whole wacky crew. Okay, now here's the plan. Here's the schedule we're going to be doing. We're going to wait just a moment. Dennis needs one final piece of mechanical stuff done to his cage.
A girl always likes to look pretty, too.
Oh, and I think that's we've got the technical problems taken care of with the microphone with Rob A. that was breaking up, and I guess we cut away when we were almost done with the break last time because they lost the transmission, but we're back on top of that. Great. We have the Fun Tones, and we have Dennis Murphy, the guy eating dog food. We'll talk movies with Charlie Stossel.
Yeah.
Are those two people here that want to be married? If they ever show up, I'm ready to marry them.
That's because you are an ordained minister.
What, it's you two guys? It's a homo marriage? I'll marry you guys. I'll marry two gay guys.
Are you three guys gay?
I'll marry the three of you.
You're three and you are a gay.
They said they are a gay.
Excellent.
Also, we'll do the phone scan, except we'll do it without the telephone, the live phone scan. We'll play Loba, Yamlody, and we will talk to Rudy Martsky in just a couple of seconds.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, Rudy Martsky. But first, directly to my left and to your right... You know, when we come here to Wichita, it's almost like doing a real show because we have, when we come to Wichita, a real band.
Yes, we do.
The Fun Tones, and here they are now. Guys, can you hear me? Hello, Fun Tones.
We can hear you. Let's have a nice round of applause for the Fun Tones.
Now, do you guys have something new for us this year, or are we going to hear the number one hit, Thank You, Mr. Marconi?
We're going to start off with the number one hit, Thank You, Mr. Marconi.
Ah, beautiful.
That's a smart way to go. Way to start with your best stuff.
Now, this is like our theme song whenever we come to Wichita, Kansas. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, the Fun Tones. Smile a little bit there.
Thank you, Mr. Marconi, for the best parade.
Look at those guys.
Thoughtful genius.
Bowling shirt.
Filipino dynamite show.
Look at them dancing and everything.
Sit me through the afternoon with a whole lot of laughs and beautiful. Thank you, Mr. Marconi, for the radio.
Everybody clap along with them. Come on. All right, now all the girls, take the tops off.
Thank you, Paragon, Don and Mike, for giving the boys to earth.
Crosby Road Pictures, Abbott and Costello with the
Frankenstein. That's the one.
Yeah, the Fun Tones.
Now, guys, do you have something new this year? Fun Tones?
Yeah, the same new one we had for the second song last year.
That would be a no, but that's all right. We like that one, too.
All right, do that one, too.
Go ahead, guys.
Can you do that one? What was that one? That one was, no offense, that one was not quite as good as the first one, I think.
Well, you know, when you have that number one hit for 16 weeks with the first one, well, what are you going to do?
All right, do the second one, and we'll decide if we want to hear the second one again or not.
Now, they're scrambling. Are you having a problem over there?
He's loading his keyboard up.
All right.
Oh, you mean they're not really playing?
Oh, no, they are.
This is like Casey and the Sunshine Band? Are they just they sing into a tape?
They're sampling. They're using the sampler.
You've got to get the right sound.
I got you. Yes, Milli Vanilli.
I love you.
Guys?
Thank you.
All right, now look at this. Here's the Fun Tone scrambling. And
now it looks like they're playing jugs over there. There was somebody else doing that in the crowd here a moment ago.
They are doing that thing that the Darlings used to do on the Andy and Mayberry show.
Ernestine Bass.
I hated the Darlings. That was also a sign that it was going to be a real sucky Andy of Mayberry. Anytime the Darlings were involved.
And here in Wichita, they run Andy of Mayberry 24 hours a day. Don't they?
Oh, they run it on PBS.
Sure.
Here in Kansas, that is intellectual television.
We'd like your donations to Wichita Public Broadcasting. We want to be able to keep Andy of Mayberry on the air.
Hello, we watched last night when we got in the hotel room. They were running Return to Mayberry on WCBS. Anybody seen that sad program?
Yep.
You ever wonder what a teetering Barney Fife would look like? You ever wonder what Thelma Lou would look like today? Be glad you don't know what Thelma Lou looks like today.
Thelma Lou is not so well preserved. She still hasn't managed to look stunning.
I think Barney has bigger boobs now than Selma Lou does.
Oh, gravity. It's a shame, isn't it?
But the Pile Boys were there. Andy, how long ago did that Return to Mayberry come out? Does anybody know it? It was obviously not done recently.
86?
86. I tell you, this Wichita audience, they know what's going on, don't they?
Wow. Here's the plot. Opie's wife is pregnant, and when Opie gets home and he finds out that she's about to give birth, Opie wrecks his car, so Pa, Andy, has to take them to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, the car has a flat tire. While Opie is going crazy in the garage talking to Gooper and Gomer, Andy delivers the baby. However, Andy, he's delivered the baby, didn't even roll up his shirt sleeves. He's still wearing his tweed jacket with the suede patches on the sleeve.
Well, it could have been worse. They could have let Goober deliver the baby. You know, from the filling station with all that dirt under his fingernails.
Goober and Goober go to Pile Boys.
Hey, Andy, I want to deliver the baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Fine baby, Andy.
Oh, Floyd, yeah. Oh, Andy. Oh, that's a nice baby, Andy.
Let's play some checkers.
All right. Come on over. After you deliver the baby, Andy, we're gonna have Floyd and Floyd's barbershop. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna be over there with Howard and Emmett the Fix It Man. We're all gonna get naked.
My poor wife, although you know what? Although, once again, when comparing my life to your life,
yes,
I'm the winner. Because last night when we were sitting in that hotel room at 2:30 in the morning,
right,
Frida said to me, I cannot believe what a loser you are. That we are here in the middle of nowhere. We've arrived in the middle of the night, and you're insisting on watching. No. It's a long way from home, okay? Don't turn on me here. Her point was, we're in a new city, 2:30 in the morning.
This could be anywhere in the country, simply sedentary in a hotel.
It's right. Somewhere different, but no matter where we are, I got to watch TV, and I'm watching Return to Mayberry at 2:30 in the morning. She says, quote, I bet not even Mike O'Mara is as pathetic as you are. Well, I found out today.
I was more pathetic once again by going out to find burgers for my family.
At 2:30 in the morning, it tells me the part about the German guys.
Well, I'm sitting there and I find the guy from the hotel. He says he'll take me over to the burger place.
Nah.
We go through the drive-thru and there's these two guys standing at the drive-thru. And
They don't have a car.
And I walked up and I said, are you guys all right?
Yeah, they're all right. We're German, and we have no car.
And there they were, standing in the drive-thru line, and we said,
We have very little money, and we have no car. We're waiting for our burgers. Jawohl.
Now, what are the odds of this? It's got to be like two German guys in the whole state of Kansas, much less Wichita, right?
And they got their burgers. I said, have you boys been drinking? They said, jawohl, but we've got our burgers. Good night, auf Wiedersehen. I said, 1, 2, 3, 4. See you later.
Only Mike could go out in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and
I'm German.
They walked off into the night, into the Wichita night with their, I don't know what that place was called, like Scramblers or something like that. What's it called? What it now nice and loud, because I heard it before. What? Oh, okay.
Fun Tones?
They are ready.
Are you guys ready?
They
all right.
Are ready.
One more time before we go to break. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fun Tones.
Yeah.
Right here. Doing the second song.
Yeah, this is their hit called German Guys at the Burger Joint.
This one was not quite as good as the first one, but it was good. Is this a shock jock? Yes,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I don't care if I lose my mind. I got no place else to go when I'm listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, boy.
Buzz Burbank with sports and news. And when Sherry talks, I used to lose my blues. It's most fun on the radio. I love listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Ba-da-da.
Now, if I went to jail and got the electric chair,
that's the electric chair,
they could plug my radio in just about anywhere on that electric chair.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd still be laughing when they threw the switch. Oh, Lord. Because Don and Mike, you done gave me the shock jock itch. I don't care if my tires go flat, sitting in the middle of a railroad track. I got no place else to go
when I listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Now, radio guys, I dig your sense of humor.
Thank you, Fun Tones.
Humor.
Super.
Sometimes I laugh so hard, I think I'm going to get a tumor.
Tumor.
A humor. Tumor.
I don't have a tumor.
What more can I say? You guys are just too much fun. Oh, yeah. And Don and Mike, you know, four lungs are definitely better than one, two, three.
Sing it, boys.
I don't care that I got no wife. As long as I've got my radio, I'll be listening to the Don and Mike, goofing on the Don and Mike, listening to the Don and Mike Show. Hey, hey!
Yeah.
Hey, the Fun Tones.
How about those Fun Tones? That's a marvelous, ladies and gentlemen.
That's good. I like that.
All right.
Now, hey, are these real police guys?
I hear it.
What are the
those are, believe it or not, those are actually the two German guys I saw at the burger joint last night. I didn't know they were security guys.
All right, get out of here. If you're not going to behave, we're going to throw you out into the street.
They couldn't be Germans, though. Has anybody ever seen a black German guy?
Yeah, boys.
Is there such a thing as...
Billy, we having some problems today?
Yeah, but we're back on.
Great.
Our thanks to Daryl the engineer, and thank you for listening in Rochester, New York, on Hot Talk WHTK in Dover, Delaware, on the new cool WKEN in Wrightia in Wichita, on our radio station, KQAM. We are in downtown Wichita, in Old Town Wichita. Our thanks again to the police and the crowd control who are helping us with all the thousands of people that are down here today. Again, we got the hoses. If you're too hot...
That's right. Get hosed down. Our second year in a row here in Wichita.
The temperature is now 102 degrees.
Yeah. And they love it here.
And we had been waiting for it to get to that point to bring out Dennis Murphy and put him in his cage.
All right, Dennis.
So, Dennis, there he is. There's Dennis Murphy.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I'm Michael. How are you doing?
Doing fine, Dennis.
Dennis, how was your world tour of Wichita, Kansas last night? What did you do and where did you go?
Okay.
I see you wearing your Hooters shirt and your Hooters hat.
And all the Hooter girls kind of like took me.
Those Hooters girls, they're scrubbing today. You got to know that.
They are. but what happened was...
They're in a bathtub right now with some kind of industrial cleaner and Brillo pads.
They are scrubbing themselves down.
Did you get in the hot tub with the Hooters girls, Dennis?
No, I sat on the side.
Oh, good for you, Dennis.
At the Wichita minor league ball game right now?
Yeah.
Wranglers.
The Wranglers.
The Wichita Wranglers.
All right, so what happened, Dennis? Tell us about what happened.
Okay, I missed my connection, my connection flight Wednesday night.
What a surprise.
Dennis, this is radio. You have to talk into the microphone.
Now listen, isn't it funnier to see him in person? to watch how exasperated he gets. It's so funny when Dennis gets upset. When Dennis gets upset, he jumps all around the arms, go left and right. So
he'll just say nothing, and he'll go.
So you missed your flight.
Yeah, I ended up spending the night in Memphis, Tennessee. So me and Elvis slept together.
Uh huh.
You and Elvis slept together.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a good man, Dennis Murphy.
Okay. And then so I flew in here around 10 o'clock yesterday morning. The radio station picked me up. And then I spent a couple of hours at Carlos O'Kelly's.
Do you love Wichita, Dennis?
Oh, the people
are great.
Unbelievable.
Right now, the greatest city in the world.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let me just say, the people of Wichita are so starved for attention. Dennis has become like the Larry Bud Melman of Kansas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the Dennis Murphy World Tour.
And hold on, Dennis, I want to bring up your escort.
Yeah, Sheila, come on up.
Sheila, who is not a hoe, here she is.
This is just your companion for your whole trip?
Just for the day.
Just for the day?
Yeah.
I asked her during the break.
Sheila, come on up. How you doing?
During the break, I asked her how she would describe her time with Dennis, and she said in one word,
He's dreamy.
He's dreamy.
Oh, he's the dreamiest.
Sure. I am?
You're dreamy.
Oh, thank you.
So what did you and Dennis do? How did you and Dennis spend your time together?
Well, we went to Heroes.
Had a couple of beers,
You had a couple of beers? What a surprise, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you had a couple of beers.
That's a surprise. Later.
Okay. And what?
Nothing.
A surprise for later on.
You said something about later on, didn't you?
Yeah, he has a surprise for you later.
It's a surprise for
you. Oh, I bet you've got a surprise for every lady you meet later, Dennis.
No, a surprise for you, Mike.
A surprise for me?
Yeah.
What would the surprise be for me?
Does it start with a D? Does it have an I-N-N-E-R?
Yeah, you woke up. Hey, when are we going to
go? Oh, dinner?
Yeah.
Here in Wichita?
No.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
No, wait, not a snowball's chance in hell, Dennis.
I know.
But that's okay. Thanks for asking.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Right. So you arrived in Wichita yesterday morning. You got the beautiful escort who is supplied by our station, KQAM.
Yeah.
You went to Carlos O'Kelly's. You went to the baseball game. You went to Hooters.
And then I went to a golf shop and gave away a couple of VIP passes.
Uh-huh.
And I met a lot of fine people in Wichita at the golf shop, Carlos O'Kelly's, the Wrangler's baseball game. Unbelievable. Oh, hi, boss.
Unbelievable. I'm sorry. Really.
Unbelievable.
So they have treated you like royalty here, Dennis?
I I've gotten the red carpet treatment the whole time I've been here.
All right, glad that you've had the red carpet, because now, in your cage.
Okay.
Go over to your cage, Dennis.
Go get in your cage right now, Dennis.
To dance in the 100-degree heat.
Yeah, Dennis. The dancing pool.
How many of you remember that old TV show, Shindig? It was, for those of you who are my age, it was a show where they would have, like, Paul Revere and the Raiders on, and they would have girls who would be, like, doing the frug, and they'd be in cages.
Yeah, it was right out of the 60s, right?
Yes, this is the same deal we're doing with Dennis Murphy today. Now, Dennis, you have to take your shirt off.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to take your shirt off, Dennis.
Don't worry, Dennis, you'll be cooler that way.
You haven't lived till you've seen Dennis without a shirt on.
Dennis wearing the double T-shirt look today.
Oh, that's much like a woman with two bags on her. Uh-huh.
All right.
And you know what? He's holding his stomach in, too.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a body. That is a body that says, I work out. All right.
All right, now, if we could get some disco music going, please. Oh, hold on. Before the music. Before a guy with a cage. Would you come here? I want to thank the guy who erected the cage.
He is the cage man.
Quite an erection that he made. Your name, please.
Uncle J.D. Daniels.
And J.D., this is a specially made cage. It's made out of link, wrought iron, something. How did you make this cage, and what are the specifications?
Specifications are 5x5x7, and it's made out of galvanized steel.
And even a man with the superhuman strength of a Dennis Murphy couldn't escape?
No.
There you go.
Perfect.
And how wide, how tall is it?
7 feet.
7 feet.
7 feet.
You didn't tell me you had a weight
power.
Problem.
What were you saying?
You didn't tell me you had a weight problem.
Oh, he's got a weight problem.
Oh, not bad.
And look,
you are the king.
You're right, Dennis. We are exactly the same. I've never felt better about myself until this very moment.
Oh, okay, Mike. And we have mounted a microphone in the side of the cage so Dennis can have hands-free action. Yes, it works.
And, Dennis, it's great that you have your glasses off because you have beautiful eyes.
Oh, and one last thing. Did anybody bring pasties for Dennis?
Does anybody have pasties?
I know. There must be a woman looking in this crowd. There must be a woman who's carrying pasties with her.
If not, we can always lick a couple of cocktail napkins and have Dennis put those on his breast.
Like?
Dennis, I'm just talking about your ample bosom.
Do we have any pasties in the crowd? Oh, that's right. Ma'am, you better get the children out of here. I see a woman taking her child out right now. Yes.
Come on, don't leave.
No, listen, we don't want children to see your disco dance.
Sorry, ma'am, this would not be the family portion of the program.
Okay. There goes the little girl. All right, let's start the disco music. Let's get Dennis going in his cage. Now, this will be ongoing during the entire program. Oh, go ahead with the music. Go ahead with it.
And, Dennis, when the music dies down, just dance to the music in your head. Now, this is perfect disco, isn't it?
I picked the wrong song for Dennis. I wanted to get the greatest dancer on for him.
Oh, Sister Slag. Mm.
And I'm glad Dennis has a dancing companion.
Dennis, how you doing in that cage?
Awesome. Fine, guys. Looking good.
He is the man, isn't he? A nice round of applause for Dennis Murphy.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, Mike and I have often said to each other, how can we thank the people of Wichita for their support over the last 2 years?
By offering this kind of entertainment.
Yeah, now today I think debt repaid in full.
Yeah.
As we say thank you. Oh, now we have a woman. The woman who was playing with her boobs earlier in the show is now
hosing Dennis down.
With a bottle of water.
That was very very generous of you, ma'am.
Now, Dennis, listen. We're going to go on with the show.
I'm going to dance for the whole four.
It's your obligation to dance there until the show is done.
No problem.
Way to go, Dan.
All right, now listen. While Dennis, really, everybody, please, let's just go among our business. He's just a guy in a cage who's dancing.
Moving along. Show's over. Nothing happening here. Go on.
Let's pay him no attention.
Pay no attention, even though we've made the foolish mistake of putting a microphone in the cage with him.
But how can you ignore it? Even I have to stop for a minute just to watch him.
He's got rhythm, natural rhythm.
You know, he dances like Fred Flintstone. Take a look at the way he dances.
Come on!
No, I mean, that is a compliment. Have you never seen Fred Flintstone dance?
Dennis Murphy, Wichita is your town.
I bet Dennis...
Wichita, you are great!
You know, I bet Dennis bowls like Fred Flintstone, too. I bet he does that thing with his tiptoes.
Sure.
And he comes out there.
He's got the hole caught in his, cut in his car.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do that move again, Dennis.
Yeah. Way to go.
and his belly shook like a bowl full of jelly.
Disco is. And look, there's something we haven't noticed in Dennis before.
Yeah.
It's male pattern baldness.
Way to go, Den.
Welcome to the club, Dennis.
How you feeling now, Dennis?
I'm feeling like an idiot, Carl.
Feeling like an idiot? That's all right. You love the exposure, and you are the king of Wichita today.
God, I'm not having to say something.
Yes, Dennis.
Thank you for everything.
Oh, yeah. Now, how about that? He's thanking
us. There you go.
And we've got him dancing in a cave.
He's thanking us while he's dancing in a cave with his 102-degree day.
All right.
Oh, John.
You're welcome, Dennis.
What kind of a life is this? Quick break. We're going to come right back. As a tribute to Dennis, hey, the dog food boys. Now, listen. I got about 10 extra minutes. Otherwise, we're on a schedule. Do you guys really want to come up and eat dog food for us, really?
We'd love to have you eat dog food.
Now, is this something that you, the crowd, would like to see?
Yeah! Now, did you bring your own dog food, or do we have to supply it for you?
You bring your own?
Ah, they're reaching down. I think they've got... There it
they've
is.
Got, there it is. That?
It's dry dog food.
That looks like somebody something you should light on fire and put on somebody's step.
Oh, but here's Rob A. Hi, Rob.
And we also have a wedding to get to today.
Oh, the wedding. Well, all right, listen, I got to do both of them at the same time, then.
All right.
I got to do the wedding and the guys eating the dog food. We'll do them both next.
We'll make it some kind of ceremony.
Live from Wichita, we'll be right back.
Dog and Mike. Those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers, and you will know our names, are Don and Mike.
Well, I just been handed two notes before we move on. First, Gladys, the biggest pain in our ass from Wichita, Kansas is here. Where are you, darling?
Where are you, Gladys?
Oh, it's you, the one that brought the sign up that said Gladys is here.
Well, hi, Gladys. How you doing?
Hi, there's Gladys.
We love you, Gladys.
She'd be the biggest fan we have in Wichita. As a matter of fact, hey, Gladys, come here. I want to give you a treat. Bring a chair up, and I want you to cozy right next to Buzz, okay?
Would you like to sit next to Buzz for
Absolutely.
The rest of the show?
And Buzz?
Yes?
You're welcome.
I'm a lucky man, Don.
You're welcome. Come on up, Gladys.
Cheek to cheek with Buzz Burbank for the rest of the broadcast.
All I know is that every time this woman calls the show, it's like talking to Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched.
She's our Snoopy neighbor.
That's why I started calling her Gladys. Hi, Gladys. Hi.
I went from your biggest fan in Wichita to that annoying woman in Wichita to now to the what you said.
I think a pain in the ass. Oh, but I meant that in the nicest possible way.
I know you didn't. That's why I love you guys so much.
I love those
earrings, Gladys.
Oh, I know. I wore these especially for you guys.
Those are lovely.
I appreciate the fact that you are such a super fan of the show, Gladys. And now let's find out a little bit about you. How many kids have you squeezed out, Gladys?
Four.
You know what? I knew it. She's like a Play-Doh machine.
Doesn't that deserve a round of applause? Four kids.
And I bet with you, it's just like that Play-Doh machine. Gladys, how long have you lived in Kansas?
7 years.
7 years. You know, and you know really why I love Gladys? Look at her. She is the typical listener we're looking for, and I mean this very seriously. Down to earth.
Right.
Four kids.
Yeah.
Regular mom.
You got it.
Look at her out here. 100-degree weather. Big fan of the show. Thank you for coming by,
You're
Gladys.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And you know, Gladys, if you're really nice a little later on, Buzz will let you touch his keyboard.
There you go.
All right. I bet he wants them.
What a dick this guy is. He is the, he works with the city of Wichita. He is the community standards supervisor for zoning, licensing, and signs. Here we are having a nice little show with 2,000 of our friends of downtown Wichita.
Very peaceful. Everybody's having a good time trying to stay cool.
He came down and he cited our radio station for having too many banners.
Boo!
Please come here for me.
You can never have too many banners.
Now, here's Lena Wayback, who is our promotions manager at KQAM. Leanne, what happened? What happened?
Oh, here she's got her own microphone.
Hi, Leanne. What happened?
Actually, it's not too many banners. It's any banners at all. They have a city ordinance within Old Town that you can no longer put up banners. And we've actually paid... We've actually paid to rent this place, so it's not like our private club.
Oh, now, let's not get violent.
Now our vigilante mob is screaming for justice.
No, we don't need that. We don't want the crowd to get ugly.
But now,
and we should be able to hang our own signs in our own club.
Sure. Now, what is the worst possible scenario? That they'll give the station a $10 fine?
It's a citation.
Yeah, screw it.
No, I have the book here. I believe the penalty in Wichita for too many banners is actually beheading.
Yeah.
And it's in the public square. See, when they clear out of here, they do the beheading right in the center of the square.
All I know is that we got four guys in the front row who are willing to kill anybody for any reason we say.
Sure. That's right, the three gay guys right here.
The three gay mercenaries.
Yeah, Don and Mike's gay vigilante.
Well, listen, Leanne, you point this Randy Sparkman out to me if he dares to show his face here again.
He sighted us and then left.
He sighted you and left. Bring me the citations.
Okay.
Bring me the, right now, do you have them? Bring me the citations.
I'm looking, Ann has them.
Ann, where's Ann?
Ann Keever is the marketing person for the Farm and Art Market.
Ann, if you would bring me the citations.
And if this is the Farm and Art Market, how come they're not selling vegetables?
They do on Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday.
That's why Dennis is staying an extra day.
Oh,
that's right. Oh, God. Oh, Lena, way back. Had to get your line in there. You've been waiting about 2 hours for
All that. Right, well, listen, you bring those citations to me and I'll handle them as soon as you get it. You got them right here?
I can staple that to the proclamation.
What does this say? Let me see. Old Town District, signs, banners required, review and permit, banners. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be very, very graphic right now, okay?
Oh, my God.
You see this? See this? Look at this.
Oh, my God.
What do you think of that?
Get that right out to the fans. Get that right out to the
fans. There's your citation. You want this as a souvenir? This,
oh,
was, against, this was against my butt.
Yeah, that's
there you go.
I should point out that's one of our gay vigilantes. They want to collect that.
Oh, my God. He put this paper by his butt.
And now we've got it for a souvenir. Get the frame.
The gay vigilante. We're just out there smelling the paper.
Oh, God.
God,
all right.
Now, in defiance.
Yep.
Gerig Enig Rommel, the program director and the German program director of our radio station, is...
How dare he cite us? We will put the banners up all over the
field. He's putting another banner up. Good for you. Where's the couple that needs to be married? I am ready to do this right now.
Yeah.
Look at this. She's really like wearing a wedding dress and everything. Oh, this is fantastic.
Oh, no, I'm going to cry.
This is fantastic. Right up here, right up here on stage.
Lovely bride.
Oh, now look at this. How many of you heard a couple of days ago when some people called the show and said they wanted to get married, they said they'd marry him?
Oh, you're a lovely couple.
Hey, look at this. It's nice, huh? What? What, lady? What?
You didn't know this was your friend that was getting married?
You know her?
Oh. Hi. Well, I guess so. Look at the way you ran up here.
Hi, now what is your name?
Julie Bingham.
Hi, Julie. And where is Mr. Wonderful?
He is...
He's not getting cold feet at the last minute, is he?
Here he is. Here's Russell.
Where's he at? Russell, the love muscle.
Hey, Russell. Russell is having a few sips of Mike O'Mara's liquid courage.
There you go. I got you.
And I think it's always a good idea on your wedding day to wear cool shades.
Yeah. Russell has like those baseball player sunglasses on.
All right, how you doing, Russell?
Take them off, Jim. Fine.
How's it going? Guys, I brought for both of you to see my official credentials of ministry from the Universal Life Church in Modesto, California. We called the other day, and I am registered as a minister.
Don, I'm going to get emotional. I just I feel like this is a very special moment. And I can testify, as I'm standing next to them, the bride and groom are legitimately nervous. This is a real wedding.
And look at this. She has on a real wedding dress, and he has on a real suit and tie. Charlie Broyhill, perhaps back at the station we should go with the somber organ music as I give them the vows, of which I'm going to have to make up on the spot. And then when I pronounce the man and wife, let's go right into the dun 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 dun. Oh, hold on.
Oh, you've got your own book.
A book of wedding vows.
All right.
Hmm.
Who's your best man?
I'm looking for one.
I'll do it. What might be the best man?
Absolutely. You have the ring? I'll hold on to the ring for you.
Okay.
All right. You all set?
Quite excellent.
Just kidding.
Hey, everybody. Excuse me. Dennis. Dennis should be dancing.
You should be dancing.
I am.
Yeah. I'm a
Oh, yeah, wasn't that pleasant?
Dennis was still in his cage.
We're going to get started again. Dogs are going to be following in here.
Now, I was going to ad-lib some wedding vows here for you, but you guys have a book.
Donnie's got the marriage license right here. This is all very legit.
bus.
What?
They told us to bring the book.
They told you to bring a book, all right?
Yeah, right. Though I walked through the valley of the Canaanites, I will fear no.
You see, I have an actual wedding license here.
Now, Don, you have the book, but I know that you have your own ad-libbing style of getting right to the point.
And I think that any of you, how many guys here are married today? How many guys are there? How many of you guys have been married like as long as me? 15 years? Might as well be forever? I think you really appreciate these vows. Okay? Okay. I'm gonna stick to the book, and then I'll ad-lib a little bit. So, now
all
you
right,
need to...
Quiet, please. We're recording. This is the good one.
So this would be an actual wedding. Your first name again?
Russell.
And?
Julie.
Russell and Julie. Minister. That would be me. To the groom.
Can you just say one thing before you start?
Yes.
Who gives these people to each other?
Oh yeah.
Please,
I
just
want to
answer you. All right.
Okay, everybody. First off, is there anybody that thinks these two shouldn't be married today? Yeah! Ah, screw you. Now, who gives me these people to marry them?
The mother and I do.
Mike, how long have you known Russell?
About 35 seconds, Doc.
What can you tell me about Russell and his love for...
Julie.
Julie.
Russell has a great deal of love for Julie. He's a fine, upstanding citizen. I know he's very nervous. I know they love each other very much. And I think this marriage is going to be very successful. They're going to love each other forever, and they're going to produce very beautiful children.
Will you stop crying now?
I'm sorry.
I must ask another question. Do you have to get married? You know what I mean?
No.
No, you don't have to get married. Have you had premarital sex? Is a what?
Is a pig's ass pork?
It's a pig's ass pork.
That's lovely.
That puts the class on the wedding right now.
You'll want to remember that on your wedding day, honey.
There you go.
Pig's ass pork.
I love it. Is this the maid of honor back here? And what's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, you happy to be here?
Yeah.
All right. Love that enthusiasm.
Well, you know what? She's nervous. She's shaking like
are you
guys
shaking?
Are shaking too? Yes.
Sure. Oh, my. You're shaking.
Russell, the love muscle. Will you take... I forgot your name again.
Julie,
Reverend.
I'm sorry.
For God's sake, Reverend.
Russell, will you take Julie to be your wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy relationship of marriage? Will you love,
you say
honor?
Julie or what's his name?
Russell, will you take Julie to be your wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy relationship of marriage? Will you love, honor, cherish her, and send this help? Be true and loyal to her as long as you both shall live.
I will.
Julie, will you take Russell to be your wedded husband? Now, it's very important that you keep the microphone in her mouth now.
All right.
You promise not to change as soon as you're married.
Yeah, I like this. Now we're ad-libbing, Donnie.
Do you promise that the first time that he puts his pants on the floor or his underpants on a chair or he does something wrong that you're not going to yell at him like your mother, do you promise that you're going to be his wife and not his mother?
Yes.
Do you promise? Furthermore, do you promise that any time this man demands sex, no matter what you're doing, you stop and you satisfy him? Do you promise? All right.
Don will be taking orders to join the Church of Donnie after the service is concluded.
Now, furthermore, you a sports fan?
Yes.
What's your favorite sport?
Soccer.
All right, what's your second favorite sport?
Hockey.
What's your favorite hockey team?
Avalanche.
All right, now, do you promise that any time the Colorado Avalanche is playing a game and your husband's watching on TV, you will not say a word? As a matter of fact, here's all you can say. Can I get you another beer, honey? Do you promise?
Yes.
Do you promise? Do you also promise? Does she have any sisters?
No.
Mother-in-law.
Oh, the mother.
No.
Do you promise? Do you have a mother? Does she like him? She likes him.
All right. No sleepovers.
Do you promise for the entire time that you're married?
No sleepovers.
At no time, I'm getting there, at no time will your mother have dinner with you, spend more than 60 minutes in your home, and above all, never spend the night. Never. And but wait, there's more. Say yes. Yes.
I will.
And furthermore, when you're at your mother's house, same rules apply. Anytime he wants sex, how many of you guys are married, been in your mother-in-law's house, and you say to your wife, you're all alone, how about it? And she says, I can't.
My God, under penalty of death.
It's my parents' house.
Satan will eat me like his young.
And finally, and perhaps the most important, do you promise, whenever the two of you are in a car together, he always drives?
All right, and he likes that one.
Well, then I think, listen, hell, I should marry him. Listen, this is a vow that I should have had 15 years ago. Then, Julie, blah, 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 to be your wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance, in the holy relationship of marriage, where you love, honor, and cherish, and completeness and health, be true and loyal to him as long as you both shall live.
Don't forget about the ring.
I'm not up to that part yet.
All right?
You will. All right, put the ring on her finger.
Now he's up to that part. I love the streamlined version, Reverend.
All right. And if you would please put the ring on his finger. You have his ring?
You have his ring? Oh, my God. It's stuck to the maid of honor's finger.
Hold on. She's got it. Now, would you put that on his finger, please?
All right, cool. Both of their fingers now. No blood getting to the tips of the fingers.
Okay, now you face each other. Now, Russell, you repeat after me. But Russell means to be my brother. I, Russell. Now take you to be my wedded wife.
To
live together after God's ordinance.
In
the holy relationship of marriage. I promise to love and comfort you, honor and keep you.
I will be yours alone for as long as we shall live.
And now, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Now take you to be my wedded husband.
I promise.
I will give you sex whenever you demand it.
Say it!
I do sex when you demand.
Yeah.
I will shut up whenever the Colorado Avalanche is on television. Come on.
Oh, she's hating this.
I'll be quiet when the Colorado Avalanche is on.
Yeah, watch him.
What?
I usually watch him with him.
Well, does that mean she comments? Do you mind if she comments during the game?
Okay, listen, Iola Bridges. You can comment as long as you're commenting on the game. Please, you really know hockey? Turn the music off for a second. What's the blue line?
I don't want to.
New bow, Doc. I will learn as much as possible about the game of hockey.
There you go.
So I can participate in my husband's favorite sport on TV. Even though I'm not ordained, is that going to be legal or is it going to happen?
We'll have that part written down.
All right, thank you.
All right, back to the music. Okay, then. Now let me see. All right, so you take him and he'll be yours alone as long as you both will.
Yes.
Then, by the power vested in me, by the great state of Kansas, Nick at Night, I pronounce you man and wife. Will you please tongue kiss your bride?
Yeah. Oh, my. Boy, they needed a snorkel for that one.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. and Mrs. I don't even know their last name.
What's your last name?
Morrison.
Morrison.
Mr. and Mrs. Morrison. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to throw the bouquet out, if you don't mind.
He's got a garter belt, too, on there.
Oh, hold on. There's the garter belt.
What's that? Remember, speaking of the microphone, Skip.
You left it at the brewery?
She left it at the brewery. Isn't that what they all say?
So you know,
I left my garter at the brewery.
So you don't have the garter. Is this the, what is this?
Oh, it's a jock.
What is that?
It
looks like a knee brace. It's from Gladys.
Oh, lovely.
Gladys, I told you, stick with Buzz.
I think that goes somewhere of which we do not speak.
Well, what? I couldn't hear you.
Are you going to keep the bouquet?
Let
her keep that. It's a very nice bouquet. Okay.
Can I throw that one? Hey, yeah, I want to throw one in the crowd.
You want to keep that too?
Gladys?
You can throw the boutonniere, Don.
Can Don throw his boutonniere?
Sure. All right, I'm going to throw the boutonniere into the crowd now to signify the next person to get married. Hey, Dennis, get out of the cage for a minute.
Okay. All right, Dennis, you can take a break.
Come here, Dennis.
Oh, my God, Dennis is locked in the cage.
This is like The Rock. I just want to throw the bouquet to Dennis, that's all.
All right, Dennis, here comes your bouquet.
Are you ready, Dennis?
Oh.
All right.
Dennis.
Here we go. And if you catch
it,
if you catch it, you're the next to be married. Here we go. And.
Whoa! Yeah!
Thank you, thank you.
And that means that here today, some lucky lady will be Mrs. Dennis Murphy.
Can I make one plug?
A plug?
Yes.
Oh, this is great. We just got done having a marriage. What's the plug then?
In the middle of somebody's
I want Hank Hankin in for putting me up for 4 days. Thank you, Hankin.
All right, Dennis.
Shut up, Mr. Timing.
The wedding couple will be honeymooning there.
That's right. Big party at Dennis's room tonight.
Hey, and both of you, congratulations.
Mr. and Mrs. Morrison, congratulations.
And listen, very seriously, from our network, Westwood One, although they don't know it, we're going to give you $1,000.
Wow. $1,000.
So go have a... Have a great honeymoon or something, okay?
Enjoy.
Thank you very much. Now somebody's got to call the network and tell them we've got to give away $1,000.
We gave away another 1,000, and that was, you know, you did that on the spur of the moment, and I just think that that was...
Way to go, Don.
That was beautiful.
Will you stop it?
I'm sorry, you know how I get.
You're crying like a little girl.
I just can't help myself.
Oh, well, this is a day they'll never forget. Imagine when they tell their kids. Mommy and Daddy were married by a couple of disc jockeys, and there was a man dancing in a cage.
Official wedding ceremony brought to you by Nike. Don's T-shirt that he's wearing today.
We got a break. We'll come back. Talk about movies with Charlie Stossel at Low Budget Jeopardy in the next hour. Please stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Meaning of the word compromise. Don and Mike.
Live from downtown Wichita, where we have a... Plot area that has been roped off. Crowd is growing, and
yeah.
We want to thank you for coming by.
This is our second trip to Wichita, and this is why we come back, because we've got so many nice people here that came out to say hello and watch what I thought was the most emotional wedding ceremony I've ever seen.
And are you ready for this? Look at this. I'm really going to sign their wedding license.
As the minister?
Please endorse, have the witness sign the original license and duplicate license, return the original license to the court, use in black ink, and print your name and addresses of the witnesses. Minister,
that would be me.
You're going to put your real name? You're not going to do that Joe Blow thing, right?
No, no. I'm going to put Don Geronimo and Michael Source. I put both of my real names. There you go, Rob.
All right, it's official.
Signed.
Mike signs as well by witness.
Mike has to sign it because he's the witness.
Right. All right, where do I sign?
Right by witness.
Right by witness, right up here?
That is too wacky.
Okay.
That is wild.
Man, I'll tell you, that is wild, man. And all those wacky vows that now she has to obey.
Now, we've only got 2 hours left of the program here from Wichita. The crowd continues to grow. If you're one of the new arrivals, I will tell you that there are hoses in the back.
Yeah, keep cool, because we know we want you to do that.
Where you can be sprayed. We'll have the dog food guys, and we'll also do a phone scan with you folks here in the crowd in a couple of minutes. And I don't want to embarrass that lady. Was that a true story you told me about the Diet Cherry Coke? Is that true? You're making that up.
What was the story, Don?
Well, it's a sad story. I don't want to tell it. It's
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. I just don't know. Are you being legit here? Or?
No, I mean, I swear to God, I'm serious. Woman.
Somebody was killed trying to get the Diet Cherry Coke or something?
No. Well, no, but the woman said. Now listen, am I going to embarrass you if I tell this or not? Do you want me to just move on? Am I going to embarrass you if I tell this story? Do you want me to move on?
He can tell the story. It's okay to tell the story. All right.
All right. Woman comes out, and she says, hey, I brought some Diet Cherry Coke for you. That's my favorite beverage. So I brought you cases of it. I said, hey, bless your heart. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I see. They brought it right up to the stage.
Says, my husband, 4 cases. Says, my husband, big fan of the show, got me to listen to your show. He works for Coca-Cola. I said, oh, well, that's wonderful. Tell him thank you. Then she tells me that her husband was killed.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's a showstopper. And she was getting emotional and almost crying up there. And I felt like kind of a heel saying, listen, I'm sorry, but, you know, make sure you leave the Diet Cherry Coke.
Yeah, that's important. And, well, I'm very sorry. And hopefully listening and getting involved in this show helped a little bit to make you forget some stuff, I hope.
I hope you're okay. Thank you. I am not used to these real-life moments. A couple of days ago, we had that... little kid ventriloquist who had lost his dummy, and I think at that time, I'm not good at this being nice with people thing.
You know, I'll be the one nice thing that people say to us that we both really like, if I can be serious. When people say they are going through a difficult time, and listening to this show makes them, for just a second or two, forget what's going on if they're having some tough times in their life. That's the nicest thing anybody can say to us about the show, and this is kind of similar, so we do appreciate that.
And I do say thank you, because...
And the gay vigilantes applauded that like they've been applauding everything today. Thank you, fellas.
I cannot imagine what it would be like if I was to lose my wife. And I got to think that
The last thing I would do is go see a radio station and bring them some beverages. So thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
God bless you.
God bless you. Now on with the program. We'll play Low Budget Yabbity in a second. Nuz Nernank will have the news.
Right.
We'll talk to you folks. Rudy Martsky now. Time to talk movies with our guy Charlie Stossel from the AMC movie chain. Charlie, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Charlie Stossel, enter and sign in, please.
I'm here.
Charles.
Yeah?
Hey, Dan.
Charlie Stossel.
I hope I don't have to pull out my Charlie Stossel impersonation now.
Oh, no, I don't. There he is.
There he is, the Paul Lynde of this show,
the most energetic man on our broadcast.
Charlie Stossel, the block.
The Charles Nelson Reilly of this show.
Nice reference. Thank you very much.
I'm only talking about your energy. Before we get to the actual reviewing of the new movies, and I know that Eraser is out.
Right.
Charlie, last week on the show.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into this.
All right. You were about as energized as I've ever heard you about a movie about Cable Guy.
Right.
I went to see Cable Guy. That movie cannot suck enough. Let me ask these people.
Charlie was very excited about it last week.
How many in the crowd, first off, by applause, how many have seen The Cable Guy?
Okay.
Now, again, if you saw it and you thought it sucked, please boo.
Oh, not a popular movie, Charlie.
Now, if you saw it and you liked it, please applaud.
Yay!
Well, Charlie, that's not a very good track record.
Listen, I hate to get in an argument with you, especially long distance, but I can't think of a movie that you've been more wrong about, Charlie, than The Cable Guy.
If you go back and listen, what did I say about that movie? It wasn't for everybody, it was very dark, and it's not Jim Carrey as Ace Ventura. It's not even talking out of his butt.
But listen, see, here's the thing, though, Charlie. On a personal level, I've always thought that you're a man whose taste I could respect, and I could take your recommendation.
Yeah.
You've now blown all credibility with it.
All
was
one movie?
Charlie, Don was saying things last week about, maybe you're sacrificing chickens in your basement. You like that movie. I mean, it was, I've heard a lot of people say it's kind of sick.
I liked it. I'm sorry. I liked it.
And it made $20 million last weekend.
And it will make jack this weekend, unfortunately, because it's got crappy reviews.
And because now the Arnold movie that's coming out this weekend, Eraser, does that open today?
Yeah, it opened today.
You know, I want to ask both you guys a question about Jim Carrey, because we said early on that this is a guy that has potential for a total meltdown. Do you think that the failure of this particular movie might be something that pushes Jim Carrey towards the edge?
Well, you know my feelings about James Carrey. What do you think, Charlie, now that the movie's been out there for a week, it's pretty much been diagnosed as a dog, how does this affect the career of Jim Carrey?
I don't think it affects it one bit, to be totally honest with you. The movie will end up making between $50 and $60 million when it's done, and there are a lot of actors in the world who would like to have that type of box office return.
Will Jim Carrey still be able to command that kind of salary?
Sure. Wow.
Because, well, they expected $100 or $150 million.
I never heard that. When we went into the summer, we kind of plot what's going to do what. And Cable Guy was $60, $70 million top going into the summer.
I thought I heard different.
Yeah,
this was supposed to be a blockbuster.
I know that Premier Magazine in their annual top 20 really had it highly rated, but I never did. And I don't know of anybody in the exhibition industry end of it who had it very highly rated.
You know, Charlie, here's the thing. It was almost like watching a Saturday Night Live skit, which is a good premise, and the premise was a crazy cable guy who won't leave Matthew Broderick alone.
Right.
But it just seems they couldn't come up with an end. And Jim Carrey, you mentioned that he got into that Riddler thing about halfway through the movie. It was okay in Batman.
Right.
But in this movie, he lost his likable quality, I think.
Do you think there's a lot of the real Jim Carrey in this role?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I agree with you, and we've said it on this show before, that there's something going on there that's a little deep and a little out of the ordinary.
And you want to know how bad I think Jim Carrey was in this movie? It made me like Matthew Broderick.
There you go. Well, see, I've always been a Matthew Broderick fan.
He is killer manslaughter.
I went back and watched Ferris Bueller the other night, and you got to like Matthew Broderick sometimes.
Well, listen, Charlie loved The Cable Guy. He gives it a total rave. I think it sucks. Normally, he's right.
So you're saying Matthew Broderick saved the movie?
Listen,
if there was one redeeming quality in the film, Matthew Broderick.
Is this your goal now, to put me in undefensible positions? First, it's Carl Grossman.
I stay up late at night trying to put you in undefensible positions.
Yes. Matthew Broderick saved The Cable Guy.
Yes.
Now, about the movie Eraser.
Eraser and Hunchback. Hey, by the way, is Dennis dancing?
Thank you for asking, Charlie.
He was taking a break, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
He was taking a break. Now he's dancing for you.
He's back dancing.
Which one did you... He's dancing for me. That really gives me the oogies.
Good talk.
All right, shut Dennis's microphone.
He's dancing for the crowd. Not certainly not for you, Charlie.
Thank God.
Which one did you like better, The Hunchback of Notre Dame or Eraser?
Honestly, I like Hunchback.
Why?
The reason that I like Hunchback is it's a very adult Disney movie. Now, when I say adult, don't get these thoughts in your mind when I say an adult Disney movie. There are two kinds of Disney animated films. There's the adult ones, which are this, it's Beauty and the Beast, and then you have The Lion King and those ones that are meant more for kids. So you have to compare this one to Beauty and the Beast.
And this movie is getting glowing reviews as opposed to Eraser, which is not getting good reviews at all.
Eraser is very iffy. We're going to get into Eraser because there's a gimmick thing I think is wrong with Eraser. But Eraser's good. It's a guy movie. It's Commando. It's that type of Schwarzenegger movie. But let's get into Hunchback first.
Okay.
Demi Moore in the movie.
She's the voice of...
Esmeralda. Great job. And the thing I liked about Demi Moore's character in this movie is that's probably the strongest female lead that Disney's ever had in their animated features. I thought that Belle from Beauty and the Beast was about as tough a woman, as tough a female character as Disney's ever had, but this Esmeralda really makes her look like a wuss.
Esmeralda is a little saucy in this one, right?
Yeah, she everything is sassy with her.
I've got the sass.
You child.
Turkey is a bad person.
Kevin Kline as Phoebus, he's the head of the Knight who figures out that Tony Jay's Frollo is the bad guy in the movie. He's really bad. He ends up being good. Tom Hulce is very good as Quasimodo.
Who is George Costanza? Isn't he a voice?
Yeah, he's one of the talking gargoyles. There are three. There's Victor, there's Hugo. That's kind of as an homage to the author. And then there's Laverne. He is one of the gargoyles. And I think Disney was smart this time in that they made something that kids could relate to. With Pocahontas, and where they felt flat on Pocahontas in one way was Miko and I think Flip. The two main animal characters never talked. In this, they went back and they got some talking characters that kids could relate to, and it's very much like who does Two and Lion King, the meerkat and the warthog guy, Timon and Pumbaa.
So what was that?
He's very much like those two characters.
Watch that language on this show.
So please. you like the Hunchback of, as they like saying, Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
All right, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
All right, what about? And a pretty decent soundtrack as well. Not quite as catchy as Beauty and the Beast, but nevertheless will do very well. This, in my opinion, it's not as good as Beauty and the Beast, but it beats the hell out of Pocahontas.
All right, and what about the Arnold movie?
Okay, Eraser. This is a pure guy movie. The basic storyline is Arnold Schwarzenegger is this guy named Kruger, and what he does is he erases your identity when you go into the witness protection program so that there's no trace ever of you. He ends up taking Vanessa Williams under his wing when she goes to start uncovering this big paramilitary thing about weapon sales. And
I read a review of this movie, Charlie, where they said that this might not necessarily be a guy's movie, but more a kid's movie with the violence is not serious violence. They kind of try to tone... make the violence kind of laughable? Is that
you know, well, I mean, he has his usual line. He shoots an alligator and he says, "Your luggage." But, you know, so you have the Arnold lines throughout the movie.
I'm slapping my knee, Charlie. gotta love that Arnold humor.
Your luggage.
He picks up a guy and uses him as a shield, so all the bullets will hit like he did in Total Recall.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun. Then he loads him up with grenades and throws them at the enemy. It's a typical blow-up, in-your-face Schwarzenegger movie. There have been some gimmicks that Arnold's had in his very successful movies. For example, you know, Terminator and T2, he's a robot. And Total Recall was very science fiction. Kindergarten copies with kids. In this, it's Commando. It's a guy movie.
Your leather. I'm gonna shoot you. Hey, light bulb. Watch me blow off your head.
Yeah. If you're interested, I've heard about Independence Day. It's starting to be screened, and I went and saw Phenomenon last week. If you want to know about that.
Oh, Phenomenon.
That's the one you hated, right?
That looks dreamy.
You didn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what did you think of it, Charlie?
Phenomenon. Great movie. It's going to be the date movie, just like you've heard about Ghost. Travolta's very good. We'll get into it as it gets closer, but you've heard it here first. Go see this movie. $150 to $200 million this will end up doing at the box.
Charlie thinks it's going to be as good as Cable Guy.
No, it's much better than Cable Guy. I didn't get choky and have that little tear in Cable Guy, although I'm sure Don did when he plunked down $6 to go watch the movie.
Well, listen, Cable Guy is going to be the albatross. That's going to be the stone that's going to be on your back for the rest of your life, my friend. Have a great weekend, Charlie. We will see you at the movies, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, everybody, start dancing, bud.
Dennis, dance. Everybody say bye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie. And everybody go to the movies. We got to do a break. We're in downtown Wichita where it's about 150 degrees.
We're hanging in here.
We'll play Low Budget Jeopardy. Oh, wait. What is that, a sign?
We have gifts.
We have gifts for us?
Are you the same guys that wanted to eat the dog food?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that the gift, the dog food? All right. We'll get to that, I promise. Be right back from Wichita.
This food should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Mrs. Carmichael, we are stuck in here until morning. We might as well listen to the Don and Mike Show.
It'll be our anthem.
You guys do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I turn off the music. That's what I always say most when you go to a concert. You know who especially does that idiot Bruce Springsteen? You go to see a guy in concert to sing his song. How many of you have been to see Bruce Springsteen when he gets to a really good song that you really like Dancing in the Dark? And by the time he gets to the song, he's so lazy he just goes like this with the microphone. And wants everybody in the crowd to sing the song for him. God, I hate that.
Bobby Vinton does that too.
We're back.
I hate that when he does that.
Yeah, when he goes, she wore.
That one they know. This summer when I go back to Branson, I'm just not going to see his show because I hate it so much when he does that.
Yeah, listen, stop and think about that. Thank you, Buzz. I go with Bruce Springsteen. They act like they never heard of him. He's just Bobby Vinton. Everybody in the crowd, they're Blue Velvet.
Wow, Bobby Vinton kind of crowd, you know.
Channel check right now. Thank you for listening in Lafayette, Louisiana. Sports Radio KCKACY in Sacramento, California on 50,000 watt KHTK. And hi to everybody back at home on 106.7 WJFK in Washington, D.C. Hit that jingle. Let's play some Low Budget Jeopardy. Before we open the door, I know that he was here just a couple of weeks ago, but as a special salute to the people of Kansas, open the door. Somebody wheel in the world's oldest man.
I just like to say it's great to be back home again. I'm very glad to be in Kansas.
Bob Dole.
Dole's really happy to be in his home state. Now that I'm on the Senate, I just want to say that I'm very pleased to see one and all turning out here. I'll tell you right now.
How you doing, old man?
I'm old. I know I'm old. Everybody knows Bob Dole's old, but I'll tell you something. One day, Bob Dole's going to be president of the United States. Don't you forget it for just a second, or I'll peel your eyebrows off and I'll staple them to your lip.
I saw the funniest thing on television today.
Funny. I like to be funny. You know, people don't think I've got a sense of humor, but I like funny. I like big funny.
Bob Dole, Letterman,
Bob Dole's got to have a thick skin because so many people are making fun of him. I'll tell you that right now.
Now, who gave Bob Dole this awful spin advice? I saw this on the Today Show.
What are you saying? Why don't you ask me? I'm sitting right next to you, for God's sake. What's the matter with you? You want me to peel that lower lip under your chin?
Who
shave off your teeth and feed them to your dog? That's what I'll do because I'm Bob Dole. I'm going to be president of the United States.
Here's the setup. They go, have you ever seen David Letterman and Jay Leno making fun of Bob Dole? Then they show a clip of Letterman saying he's old and a clip of Leno saying he's old. Then they got a shot of Bob Dole, who's on the campaign trail.
Yeah, on the campaign trail, working real hard, just like a man 20 years younger. I can handle it. Bob Dole can handle anything. And that Letterman fellow calling me old, I'll tell you right now, I'll take a crowbar and I'll pry those teeth further apart. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
You'll be able to drive a tractor trailer through those teeth when I get done with them, because Bob Dole doesn't take crap from Letterman, no way.
He, Bob Dole, he says, I challenge David Letterman and Jay Leno Leno. Follow me around for a day.
Follow me around for a Bob Dole day. Get up early in the morning. Go out on the campaign trail with Bob Dole. See what's going on. Letterman, Leno, bring them all along. How about Rosie O'Donnell? Oh, she's a piece.
That's pretty much what this sounds like.
She's heavy beef on the hoof, but I'll tell you something right now. Bob Dole would do her.
Would you do her?
Rosie O'Donnell, there's something about her. She does it for me. Yeah, you can applaud that. That's fine.
Would you like?
No, I'll tell you.
Would you like a bag of flour with that?
Yes, give me a big sack, a 5-pound sack of flour, and Bob Dole will do that right now.
What is that joke?
That's that roller and flour. Come on now, we all know the joke.
Hey, find the way.
People think Bob Dole doesn't know jokes. I'll tell you that. I know all the good ones. Roll them in flour. That's right. When she sits around the house, she sits around the house. All the good ones.
Who gave you this awful advice to take on Letterman and to take on Leno?
It's my idea. Bob Dole needs a new reputation. I'll tell you that right now. Bob Dole needs a new image. Image enhancement. Whole show, I'm still a little bit behind, but I want to catch up, and I want people to know that I'm a human being. So, Leno, Letterman, follow me around and see what a fun, crazy guy I am.
Now, what was it like? I know that we often talk about when you were a boy, but when they had the talk shows, for instance, in the day of Julius Caesar, did the talk show hosts of that day, did they make fun of you also?
My first experience with talk shows was way back when I invented fire. I was on all of them. He said, Bob Dole, someday you're going to be president of the United States, and since you invented fire on the wheel, we want to get you on the show. I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell you, invented fire was real tough. I had to rub those sticks together until I got a spark, and then poof, it was fire, and everybody was amazed. And they said, Bob Dole, you invented fire. You're a great man.
But even then, and this was around, now we're talking about caveman time.
That's right, Bob Dole. That's when I had the big forehead, the big cranium, and then as I evolved, you know, I've been around for thousands of years now.
Now, did you start, I know you started out as a burst of energy.
Yes, that's right. I came from the sun. I came from the sun god.
Really?
I said, Bob Dole, you're an offshoot of the sun. You were here before the earth was created. I'll tell you that right now. But Bob Dole, someday you're going to be president of the United States. Don't you forget it right now.
But even back
I'll
then...
I'll pull every individual nose hair out of your right nostril, and I'll tape it to your forehead. What do you think about that, funny boy? I'm going to do that to Letterman, too.
But even...
It's a wicked dog crowd. They like the violence better than they like the age.
Even back then, though, you had guys that were making fun of you.
I had people making fun of me. It was terrible. The court jesters were doing that in King Arthur's court. That used to annoy me. Henry VIII would be sitting there chewing on his mutton. Bring me one of the court jesters to make fun of Bob Dole.
Isn't it true? One last question, buddy. Isn't it true? Jesus Christ himself used to goof on you.
He goofed on me. I didn't like it a bit, but I knew he was Jesus, and I knew he was a man of commanded respect. One day he called me aside, and I was sitting there with the apostles. He said, hey,
really?
Judas Iscariot, get out of the way. Bring up Bob Dole. And he looked at me, and he said, I'll tell you, I'm Jesus. I'm the main man, and someday you're going to be president of the United States. And I tell you, Bob Dole liked that, because Bob Dole is a good man. You better believe it. Bob Dole is a good man, and he's from the great state of Kansas, and don't you ever forget it.
Let me ask these people here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Keep goose in the crowd. You bet. I'm not about that. I'm not about that at all.
I'm very serious about it. I know you love your state and all that other stuff.
I love my state, but more than I love fantasizing about Rosie O'Donnell. I'll tell you that right now.
How many of you people in this crowd are really going to vote for this old man for president?
There you go. God bless the people of Kansas. I'd like to stand up right now and salute each and every one of you. I'm Bob Dole, and I really love you guys from the bottom of my heart. And I'm a funny guy. You know that. I'm a fun lover. Listen to the Bob Dole laugh once again.
You want to... Let's thumb wrestle.
Now you knocked it off. Behave yourself. I'm going to polish your eyeballs with the back of my hand. I'll do that right now. That won't feel good, funny boy. I'll peel your socks down, rip each individual toenail out, and I'll put it in between your teeth. Boy, won't that give you a fine smile. No floss in the world will be able to get rid of that. That's right. I slowly take pairs of pliers and pull out the toenails, and then I stick them between your teeth. And then you're smiling at everybody going, hey, I'm Don Geronimo. But I can't smile real broadly right now because Bob Dole put my toenails in between my teeth. How do you like that there, funny guy? And I'll take your newsman, pull each one of his beard hairs out. I'll put it between his butt cheeks. That's what I'll do. And then I'll get sandpaper, and I'll drag it along his back, and the small of his back will be raw and irritated and bloody, and then I'll take my Bob Dole Creole seasoning, and I'll pour it right into the hot spot.
And I'll see you in November.
Absolutely. Bob Dole's a man not to mess with. Don't you forget.
Hold on. Let's just stop and look into the mind of Michael Merrill for a second.
That's right.
How do you go from pulling out Buzz's facial hair. You said you would pull out his beard hair and put it in between
his butt cheeks. I tell you, it's stream of consciousness. You got to bear with it. But I'll tell you something. I think there's something to do with that Mike O'Mara fantasy about Buzz Burbank. It's been going around for years. That's right. Oh, he's so cute with that beard of his.
That'll be enough.
All right. Thank you very much.
Now, we're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy. Instead of taking two phone callers.
You're damn right we're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy because Bob Dole's here. Bob Dole's ready to rock and roll. Bob Dole is ready to party.
We'll get two people from the crowd, okay?
So during the break, if you'd like to play the game, talk to this man right here, the Cato Kalin of this program, Rob Spiewak.
It's a bigger crowd than when I used to go see the chariot races.
We'll be right back. We'll play live Low Budget Jeopardy after this. Be right back.
Radio Gods.
I think I'm changed by the very showing pair.
Don and Mike. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ah, the combination of 102 degree heat and nice tasty beer is starting to take the desired effect on the crowd.
What's the matter? How come they're not tough? How come they're not tough out here drinking beer, sitting in the 104 degree sun? Bob Dole could handle that, I tell you. I could drink hot sauce. It wouldn't bother me at all.
They are plenty of it. As a matter of fact, we will have a prize for the first person to suffer heat stroke this afternoon.
Oh, no. Nobody's going to do it. These are Kansas people. Hardy stock. They live on the land. They know what's going on.
We are live in downtown Wichita, Kansas. Our thanks, of course, to the... What?
I'm looking at Buzz Burbank, and he's looking at me, and we're having one of those special moments.
Yeah. Our thanks to the Wichita Police Department for helping us with the crowds, also to the Fun Tones.
Oh, look at you, too.
We want to thank our radio station, KQAM, and a couple of sponsors. We'll thank them all at the end. We want to thank Miller's Beer. Also, we have...
Miller's Beer? How about Miller Beer? Come on, what's the matter with you? What's the matter? Come on, I'll pull those glasses off. Read, man, read.
Also, thanks to Hooters.
And I like that dreamy T-shirt you're wearing. I want to tell you right now, Bob Dole gives that the A-OK. You want to come work for my campaign?
You know, we have never taken Bob Dole down that road before.
No, I don't think... It could go easy. It's the heat right now, 104 degrees in the shade up here.
The heat is turning Mike O'Mara into a gay. Let's play the game before something happens that we don't want to happen. We're playing Low Budget Jeopardy live. We'll have Buzz with news in a couple of seconds. We'll go through the crowd in our next hour with our roving microphone. Rudy Martsky on sports from USA Today. We still got those two kooks who are going to eat dog food, and another sign now from the audience. Disgruntled postal workers love Don and Mike.
There you go. You behave yourself. Don't get on top of any one of these buildings going nuts, mind you. Bob Dole will take care of you.
Let's meet our live contestants right here in downtown Wichita. Bob Dole.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering our outdoor studio where it's 104 degrees in the shade is an operations manager from Elmdale, Kansas. Let's say hi to Gracio Winter.
Gracio?
Gracio. No.
How do you pronounce your name, my dear?
Gracia. Well, I'll tell you right now, my name is Bob Dole, and for today it's going to be Gracia. You got me? Otherwise, I won't put you in my cabinet. And now entering the...
Gracia? I hardly knew you.
Gracia. Gracia under fire. And now entering the studio is an insurance recruiter from right here in Wichita, Kansas. Let's say hi to Carlos Green. It's an all-Mexican show.
Well, Carlos was going to be the winner of the dumbest hat contest, except it's a tie because there's another dumb guy over there with the same hat on.
Yeah, catfish. Bob Dole likes a good catfish. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, both Gracia and Carlos don't screw with LQ. Say hi to my good friend, Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Does she go mo on me?
Bob Dole's no mo.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Hello, Gracia. Hello, Carlos.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Listen,
how
are
you doing?
Don't forget that with the form of the question. I live with my mom, Lori, and took my time. My sister, my Mr. Guy, call the Addison, and play the game. So we truly really always play him. Bob Dole, here are your categories, and they are really old men.
Hey, I know where you're getting at with that, man.
New movies.
I like a good new movie.
What's the last new movie you saw?
Tora. Name? Yeah, I love that one. That was terrific. I like that almost as much as Gone with the Wind. That was kind of a lady's flick, though.
A chick flick.
I'll tell you, I love those. And I love all those Chaplin films. Oh, he's funny.
Name that Jackson.
Jackson's okay, Jackson.
Celebrity news.
Celebrities.
And 25 years ago today. So here they are one more time for you guys.
I forgot. Short-term memory. Read them again.
Really old men.
Yeah, I'm old.
New movies.
How are you?
Name that Jackson.
Rock and roll.
Celebrity news. And 25 years ago today.
There you go. 25 years ago today when I was a younger man.
So you're only 175.
That's right. I'm hanging in there. Hey, you want to arm wrestle?
You know, we do thumb wrestle. You know, we do like girls better than boys. So,
Gracia,
we will start with you. Can you turn on Gracia's mic? There you go.
Turn on the microphone, Daryl. Come on, porn. You want me to tear that hair off? Come on now.
Gracia, go ahead.
We still can't hear her, Daryl. Nobody can hear her.
You know, Rob, why don't you just go down there with a microphone and mic both of them?
Yeah, mic both of them.
Really old men.
All right.
Was that the category, my dear? Really old men for one. Oh, here you go. Noah, the man of the ark, told him one day he'd be president.
Oh, why'd you say?
Oh, now let's hold it now. Now listen.
Hey, behave yourselves.
Listen, we're going to have you tossed, okay? Okay, Happy Gilmore, okay?
How do you like it, Happy Gilmore? Bob Dole came out there into the crowd with his three penny nails and put them both into your index finger.
Noah told him he'd be president.
Bob Dole.
No, okay, it's Carlos. It's your chance to see. It's your chance to steal.
Jonah.
No,
does everybody know that was not in the form of a question?
Pay attention, we don't care about the heat.
She's right, it was Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Okay, really old men, for two. This really old man uses really big headphones to watch television. And he's not Bob Dole again.
Don't
anybody.
Shout out the answers.
Who is Bob Dole?
No, Carlos. Carlos, it's your chance to see us. Come on, man.
You got me on that one, guy.
Another one, yeah. No, it's Bob Hope. Did anybody hear our show that day we did the story about Bob Hope?
Come on, Gracia. Come on, Catfish Head. Let's go. Go again, Gracia.
Really old man for what?
For three. There you go. Closing out the category. He's a one-lunged, crypt-keeping son of a bitch disc jockey. Now, the guy who wasn't kicked out before, what's he mad at? What was he on about?
He's mad. Get him out of here.
I don't know, but I think he's going home.
Really?
Hey, listen, lady, no helping it. No helping, okay? No helping.
We'll move you out of the front row and we'll drag
who
you.
Who is the eye man?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No.
All right, Carlos, it's your chance to steal.
What is his real name?
Imus in the Who is Imus in the Morning?
No, again, incorrect. His name is Anus in the Morning.
There you go. And nobody has any score. That's the kind of game we like. No money given away. Okay, Gracia, select again.
And what happened there? We had a flurry of activity, which people listening wouldn't be able to tell. As she was trying to figure out the answer of the old disc jockey, a woman behind her came up to tell her the answer. I started throwing pencils at the woman to tell her to stop telling the other guy, tell her the answers. And then the drunk guy said, like, the F word and went running away.
I'll tell you this right now. The crowd needs discipline. Gotta put a lasso around him. Let's all settle down. Settle down. I know it's hot. I know you're drinking beer. Settle down.
All right, Christina, go ahead, please.
I'll take the category 25 years ago today for one.
25 years ago today. Robert Young starred in this medical drama 25 years ago today.
Marcus Welby, M.D.
Carlos, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Marcus Welby, M.D.?
Yes, one dollar for you. Yes, go, Carlos. Yes. Excellent job. Time for you to select again, Carlos Catfish.
One.
Take the same category for two, Carlos.
Okay. 25 years ago.
25 years ago today, Carlos. Three Dog Night had the number one song. It was about a frog.
No yelling.
Who is her?
All right, Gracia. Gracia, it's your chance to steal.
Look at her. She's really having a cranium cramp. A
couple of heat strokes up here, I'll tell you right now. No.
No. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Bob Dole can rock and roll.
You know what Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
All right, Carlos, your chance again.
Celebrity news.
No, you got to say 25 years ago.
All right, I'm ready.
For three. This was the first rock and roll restaurant ever opened 25 years ago, and it opened in London.
Hard Rock. What is Hard Rock Cafe?
Yes.
$3 for Carlos. You got a commanding lead over Gracia.
All right, Carlos, go again.
New category. Move on to another category. Come
celebrity
on, Captain.
News.
Celebrity news.
Celebrity news. This martial arts movie star's wife just filed for divorce.
Who is Chuck Norris?
No, you should not listen to the buffoons in the crowd.
Gracia, it's your chance to steal. Here we go.
Who is John Clark Van Damme?
Yes, we'll give it to him.
There you go.
You know him, John Clark Van Damme.
I love his work. I'm a big fan of those action-adventure films. Bob Dole loves them.
He's a good friend of Gene Luck Pickard.
I believe news for two.
For two, okay, Gracia. This husband and wife team announced that they will anchor a serious news show starting in the fall. Hey, I'd like that guy right there. You see this guy, Mr. Big Man, in the purple shirt?
Yeah, where is he?
Right there?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Okay,
there you
big
go.
Shot.
You're out.
Yeah, you're out. That's what we do. We're going to throw you out of here. Right here in the purple shirt. That's what happens when you hang us. See you later.
Right there.
Take a powder.
Right here. The guy with the cigar, Mr. Big Nuts.
That's right. Drag him along in his head. There you go. Have a fine afternoon. You're out of here. Enjoy yourself. See you later.
I remember what it was like when I had my first beer also, my friend.
That's right. Enjoy yourself. That's the ticket out of here. See you later. Enjoy yourself. You're gone, pal. That's right. Can't do anything about it. I know you're complaining, but there's nothing you can do.
Bye.
See you later. Rock and roll.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
You're very brave. You're very brave to yell stuff out from the back of the room.
That's right. No yelling, no heckling. There we go. We're playing
the game. Look at him now. He says, oh, that's BS.
That's BS. That's right. It's Bob Dole BS. Don't you forget about it.
Bye-bye now.
There you go.
Bye-bye now.
Enjoy yourself. That's right. Don't spend too much time in the bathroom with the door locked.
Where are we? I lost my place.
I've lost my train of thought, too, but I do that. I'm getting old, you know.
Celebrity news for two.
All right.
You see, you got to have that. You got to have that control when you're doing a live show when it's 102 degrees or there's all kinds of warm Miller Lite beer in the air.
And how about those security people that bounced the bastard out of here? Oh, yeah. Didn't they do a fine job? As soon as Mr. Geronimo snapped his finger, he was gone. Boy, I tell you, that gets the juices flowing in Bob Dole.
This husband and wife team will anchor a serious news show this fall.
Who is Maury Povich and Connie Chung.
Yeah!
Hey, there you go.
Indeedy-doo.
Select again, please.
And for three, this Melrose Place star is currently spending his summer by playing pro soccer. I'll tell you this, he's dreaming.
Oh, I love that word, dreaming.
Any hints?
Any more hints?
Do I have to tell you anymore? He's dreaming. He can really fill out a pair of slacks.
Gone.
Great, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Jack Wagner?
No. Although he is dreamy, too. It's Andrew Shue.
And Gracia, you keep those private fantasies to yourself. All right, Patrick said, go ahead, select again.
We have new movies left, and Name That Jackson.
Name That Jackson.
Name That Jackson. For one, this Jackson, just signed to coach the Chicago Bulls.
Who is Phil Jackson?
Yes, sir.
$1 for you. Way to go, Carlos. Good basketball knowledge. Select again, please.
Jackson's.
All right, now, a man I bet that you know, Bob.
Yeah, I know everybody.
Former president, nickname Stonewall.
And who is Andrew Jackson?
Yeah.
$2. Knew him well when we were fighting the wars. I fought on both sides. Wanted to keep a lot of friends. It was great.
You fought for both the North and the South?
North and the South. I was the cannon man on both sides. They said, Bob Dole, pull the string. Make the cannon go boom.
And for three now. Name That Jackson. He is the most talented member of the Jackson Five.
Who is Michael Jackson?
Gracie, it's your chance to steal.
You know, it's real hard to be honest and really, you know, something hard to give you.
I'll tell you something right now, Gracie. We don't want any lectures. We just want you to answer the question.
Okay. Who is LaToya?
No. Everybody knows it's Tito Jackson.
Tito. I was hoping for my favorite Ringo.
Tito is our favorite.
All right, Carlos, you're in control.
All right, new movies. Last category on the board here, Carlos.
Okay.
New movies for one. This new movie stars Vanessa Williams.
What is Let Me Take Off My Clothes?
Oh, you're a super ad libber there, Carlos.
You're
all right.
Stick.
Gracie, your chance to steal.
Danny McDaniel with 1,000 people yelling. LD on the answer. There you go, yeah.
$1 for you, Gracie. You're in control. Select again, please.
I will take new movies for two.
Features the voice of Jason Alexander.
What is Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Yeah.
$2 for you, Gracie. You're storming on now. You're catching up. Oh, boy, this is getting me going.
I'll take new movies for free.
All right, the last question on the board. This new movie stars Charlie Sheen. The born-again Christian who was with about 1,000 prostitutes.
Remember Mary Magdalene. All right, go ahead, Carlos.
I don't have to do you.
No, you're both right. It's The Arrival.
And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, we made it through.
Ooh.
You know, I think that is a record. We're doing Low Budget Jeopardy live where there's alcohol and sunshine and only one person had to be caught from the crowd.
I think you deserve a round of applause for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the in-between. And now we're going to play final Low Budget Jeopardy. This is where we physically force you both to bet it all, so good luck. Bob Dole, what is the score, my good man?
Carlos Catfish Head finishes at $43. Gracia with a strange name finishes with $33.
All right, guys, anything can happen in final Low Budget Jeopardy as we...
Oh, I'm sorry, that was the totals. I'm sorry, I'm an old man. You stop looking at me like that. Okay, the total was $9, and the total was $4. I'm sorry.
You've already gone to the trouble of hanging on.
Right. That is Bob Dole's a math whiz. I was back there when math was invented, you know.
You see, Mike has already gone to the trouble of adding on the 25 to each of your scores.
That's right, math. Back in the days of the Egyptians, I designed the pyramids.
So who has what here?
Gracie is the low woman on the totem pole with $4. Carlos has $9. LQ.
All right, guys, here you go. Low Budget Jeopardy. And the category is the much dreaded Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. So, with no help from the audience, here's the answer. The correct spelling of the word anonymous. Correct spelling of the word anonymous. Lady, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. Watch out for ricocheting pencils. And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Bob Dole history book. From the Roman Empire to the Crusades to the days at Kitty Hawk with Orville and Wilbur. I was there. That's right, I was there for all of it. And you can read all about it. I love the chapter about when I witnessed the creation of the Grand Canyon. That's just after I crawled out of the sea and sprouted arms and legs. That's right, I was a reptile and then I became a human being. Because I've been around forever. It's exhilarating. Get your copy and I'll sand your face off. All right, I'm Bob Dole. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, Bobby. Bobby.
Bobby, yeah, yeah. Bobby. You call me Bobby.
Bobby Dole, okay, I want to... Oops, hold on, Sean. Now on JFK, cash for
you and me. Ah, Charles Butthill.
All right, we want to talk to Gracia first.
Gracia's a little woman on the totem pole. She's got to answer first.
Take on it, Gracia.
Gracia.
The word anonymous. Yeah, go ahead. What is?
A-N-N-O-Y-I-M-O-U-S.
Oh, no. I'm terribly sorry that knocks you down to zero, Gracia.
Has she ever met Tom Gavin?
Carlos.
Hi.
Carlos, my good man. Have you met him, Bob?
Oh, yeah. He's been with me forever.
Carlos, you can win a view on the correct answer.
What is A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S?
Yes, anonymous no longer.
And that means that you, Carlos Green, stand up. You're our low-budget Jeopardy champion. Yeah.
Indeed, Carlos, you must be thrilled. You have won a wad of cash big enough to choke a horse. And Gracia, parting in such sweet sorrow. Adieu, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Listen, these gifts now Bob Dole has for you. And, hey, Carlos, we have money for you, Bob.
First of all, Carlos, you double your score to $18. How do you like that? Then we throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $43 for you, Carlos Green, with your catfish head. You're a big winner. How do you feel about that, and how do you feel about Bob Dole?
I loved Bob Dole.
There you go.
Grandpa.
Thanks a lot. We're not going to let you go anymore. Okay. And Gracia, would you like to hear about your prizes?
Please.
Yeah, just nod your head. Okay, you've won a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard with Tripping Daisy. Well, you can't find a Nissan Pavilion, can you? All right, what can I give her? You've won a VH copy of Father of the Bride, courtesy of Touchtone and Home Video. Father of the Bride Part 2 reunites the star-studded cast of the 1991 smash Father of the Bride. I love Steve Martin. He's a good man.
Oh.
And you've won a delicious pie. Bob Dole loves pie. Big chocolate pie. The Pie Gourmet ships mouth-watering pies for me and Elizabeth. Guaranteed to arrive fresh as the day they were baked. I remember when pie was invented. Call 1-800-387-9319. It's already your pies today. Ah, I invented the pie. The first baked pie with a nice flaky crust. They all gathered around me and said, after fire comes pie. Now, take it away there.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you. Carlos, I keep saying your name wrong. How do you say it?
Gracia.
Thank you, guys. Thank you both for playing. Bob Dole.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. I enjoyed being with both of you guys.
Don't forget, you still got that thing with Buzz.
Yeah.
Don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy's production of...
Coron Incorporated and distributed by King World.
All right, I'll see you, man.
I'm heading down off the stage and check out my fish head.
All right. Bye, Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Hey, these guys did a nice job with the game. Thank you.
Way to go.
A quick break. Live in Wichita, we'll be right back with Native Son.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
On your ass, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I got to say again, thank you to the good people of Wichita, Kansas, who have been sitting outside now, some of them since 7 o'clock this morning. That was 102 or 103 out here right now.
I think sitting in direct sunlight, it's even warmer than that. These people are terrific for hanging with us for the whole show.
It's nice to know we have so many loyal fans in Wichita, Kansas. And in the next hour, which is actually already here.
That's right.
We're going to do a phone scan, a live phone scan without the telephones. Rob will be in the crowd with the microphone a la Phil Donahue.
All right.
Saying hi to everybody. Dog food eating guys will come to you in the next hour. Also, Rudy Martsky from USA Today and the Toe Tap and Touchstones. Now, here is Native Son of Wichita, Kansas. I want to tell you something. Tom Brokaw does not get this kind of ovation.
That's right.
Here is Nuz Nurmag.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. A federal judge is ordering that Theodore Kaczynski be moved to California to face charges that he is the Unabomber. The judge has also dismissed the lesser charges Kaczynski was facing in Montana. California is where Kaczynski faces 10 charges related to Unabomber crimes, including 4 attacks in the Sacramento area, 2 of which proved to be fatal. New York's zip gun bomber may have struck again. The New York Daily News says a booby-trapped package that exploded in a Brooklyn man's hands may have been the bomber's 4th attack since 1982. The man in this case was not hurt. The government itself, in this case the Federal Aviation Administration, may be facing criminal charges over the handling of Value Jet Airlines. Business Week magazine quotes a government source as saying the Transportation Department's Inspector General will conduct the probe. He'll investigate whether FAA inspectors intentionally were lax when it came to Value Jet before the crash in Florida last month that killed 110 people. In the meantime, a Value Jet flight attendant has referred to the low-fare airline as a sweatshop. She told CBS's Tom Snyder last night that before the airline suspended its operations this week, employees were working beyond the point of exhaustion and that equipment was frequently broken. It appears that authorities in Michigan have finally resigned themselves to the reality that is Dr. Jack Kevorkian. They say they probably will not take any new legal action against Dr. K because they say there isn't much they can do. In fact, they say they're afraid that if they try to regulate assisted suicide, it'll just lead to more deaths. Kevorkian attended another suicide last night. It was his 31st and his 3rd in the past 10 days. Not everyone is satisfied. A woman who voted to acquit Kevorkian in one of his 3 criminal trials says she now wishes she'd pushed harder for a conviction. Kevorkian says he plans to continue his work, and now he plans to start asking his patients if they'd like to become organ donors. A driver with a death wish and a history of drunk driving has succeeded in killing someone else. Police in Fort Myers, Florida, say William Ballard drove his truck the wrong way on a highway. The truck slammed head-on into a van, killing a woman who was vacationing with her family. Ballard, who got only a cut on his face, told a bystander that he wanted to die because his wife didn't love him anymore. A 40-year-old woman from Argentina was killed. Her 2 daughters, ages 11 and 14, are in serious condition. Her husband and a 15-year-old son were also injured. Ballard's been charged with DUI manslaughter. After a long history of driving under the influence, his license was permanently revoked in 1987. A recent poll showing a closing gap between Bob Dole and Bill Clinton was apparently a fluke. A handful of new surveys show that despite the president's troubles, the gap is as wide as ever. A CNN USA Today poll gives Clinton a 19-point lead. An ABC Washington Post poll gives the president a 20-point lead. Elsewhere, polls show the president leading Dole in New York, Florida, and California. And they show the candidates in a dead heat in Texas, which has, in the past, always voted Republican. Now, all of this, even though that CNN USA Today poll shows that 57% of us think Hillary took part in a cover-up of the Whitewater mess, and that same percentage thinks the White House has deliberately done something wrong in collecting those FBI background files. The stock market ended the week on a positive note. The Dow gained 45 points. Gainers led losers by 13-9. For the week, the Dow gained almost 56 points. NASDAQ ended the 6-session losing streak with a gain of 8 points. The S&P gained almost 5. If life is a beach, then life is a mess. That story in sports, next.
Wash your salad? Is that it? A guy just threw one of these ready-made salad things up here at us.
You know, with those cut-off jeans, the fact that you've been out here in the hot sun all day, there is nothing that we would rather do. Absolutely.
Wash your salad.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever thought of.
All I need is some Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, man, yeah, syrup.
I'll take syrup. Michael, take jelly. So now, as the businesses are winding down, I'm finding that a lot of the people who are here for the most part of the show,
right,
have gone inside Heroes, the big huge warehouse sports bar to cool them
off. Hard to blame them for that because I mean, really, it is about 115 out here.
And there are a lot of people who have just come off work. And welcome to those of you. For those who have gone back inside, they picked the wrong time because now is when we're going to have Rob run through the crowd with the microphone.
Yeah, this is the Phil Donahue segment of the program.
We take questions and comments from everybody. But before we do, we'd like to bring out Jim Siebert,
who is Mr. Old Town Wichita.
Come on out, Jim.
Hey, how y'all doing, folks?
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, I wanted to show you my press release here. I work at Channel 12 News, the assignment desk, and they sent me this so I could recognize you guys. I want to make sure now.
Yeah, that
now,
was
let me see.
That was put together by
the Don on the left and Mike on the right.
That's
here.
It.
We got it.
You got it, Jim. Good. Now, what do you have for us, my good man?
I have an official proclamation here, okay?
All right.
Okay.
So give me some time here to read it. Official first day of summer proclamation. Whereas Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara have honored us with their presence in Wichita's Old Town on this first day of summer, 1966. Well, you know, hey, it's my class reunion, you know, 66, 30 years. And whereas Don and Mike are both wild and crazy guys with a nice sprinkling of civility, and whereas Don and Mike have entertained millions of Americans, I'm a friend,
right.
And tens of thousands of Wichitans, which I am one, and whereas one of the goals of Old Town is to promote semi-civilized craziness, by the authority invested in the Wichita Old Town Gazette, the other place I work, and me, Jim Siebert, Mr. Old Town, we do hereby present Don and Mike the official key to Old Town and declare them to be official international roving ambassadors of Old Town, Wichita, Kansas.
This is it. There you go.
Now what you guys got to do...
It's a real key. It's like a key
to Old Town station pin, too.
Open the door.
Now,
right. What happened to that big 5-mile key, that big thing that's made out of chocolate?
I ate it.
All right.
Well, you know, you've got to keep up with you guys.
It's in his teenage colon.
All right, the key to the city. Thank you, my friend.
You're right.
God bless you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming up. All right. That's great.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Now, hold on, I got a press release about this. What is this?
Okay.
The actual site of the Don and Mike Show is located at the Farm and Art Plaza to accommodate, theorize today's crowd, now estimated by the police at over 3,000 people.
Yeah!
For that, we say thank you. We want to also make sure that we thank the Fun Tones, who gave us some music earlier.
God love them, they were terrific.
You know what? Dennis Murphy has not done his disco dance in the cage in a while.
But he's been sucking down the Gatorade, I'll tell you that.
Dennis, take that shirt back off. Let's get some disco music going. Let's get some real entertainment here.
I'm cold.
You're sunburned?
Yes.
Tough toenails.
Okay, hold on.
Come on, listen. Everybody's been out here waiting to see a disco dance with his shirt off.
All right.
He is
sunburned.
And his shirt is off.
Yeah. Lobster Murphy.
There's the sight everybody had been waiting for.
Dennis, don't worry. That hair on your back will cut down on some of the sun's painful rays.
Dennis is going to get a crew cut on his back.
My God, I haven't seen a hairy back. I never knew that Dennis was one of the hairy back people.
You know, from the back, it could either be Ed Asner or B. Arthur. There is Dennis Murphy dancing in his cage.
All right.
Is it on?
Yes, Dan.
Can I get my bookcase plugged?
Yes, please do that.
Okay, hold on.
What did you get for me, Dennis?
Tomorrow is Mike's birthday. We'll be celebrating it Monday on the program. Happy birthday. Early birthday to Mike.
Thank you. Well, here he
comes with your gift.
I was hoping to avoid physical contact.
I hope it's a wet, sloppy kiss.
All right.
Here comes Dennis.
All right, Dennis.
Well, look at that.
All right.
Mike, look at that body.
Yes, Dennis.
You are so wonderful.
Why is the box open, Dennis?
Really? Yes.
All right, the box is open. Did you break?
Hey, I couldn't come out, Cole.
Did you break the seal?
I'm sorry. No. Right,
thank you, Dennis.
I think Dennis has only broke the seal once. I think it was with Denise.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I know you love me.
God bless you. Thank you, Dennis.
I would just like to point out, Dennis, that's very sweet of you. I would just like to point one thing out, that Dennis got Mike a box of cigars.
Right.
And when you... Does this box look half empty to you folks? What happened to the other five cigars?
It was the last five cigars that we had.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I say seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Murphy.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael.
You're the greatest one.
Get back in your cage.
Get back in the cage. Oh, don't fall.
Get back in your cage and do some dancing, Dennis.
Mr. Wichita, God bless you.
Now, while Dennis is dancing, we're going to do kind of a phone scan here, even though we don't have a phone system set up. So if you want to say something, if you got a question, raise your hand, and here comes No Spiewak through the crowd, a la Phil Donahue. Hello.
Hey, baby. How are you doing?
Hi, baby.
Not bad at all. Thank you very much. I just want to make a plug-in for the Wichita Thunder Puckheads.
Now, what are the Wichita Thunder Puckheads?
The Wichita Thunder Puckheads are a group of about 20 people. They go to the Wichita Thunder games, and we're the two-time champions 2 years previous to now. I want to say hey to Jim and Chris, and they're in New England right now where you're at because they have a family reunion. They couldn't make it.
Too muck and fudge.
Pardon?
This woman is drunk. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, right here in the front row, this guy. Who's that guy?
Don, I'm Brian Patrick. You're going to tell me to go away.
Oh, Rob, go away from this
guy. Radio
guy. I already talked to that guy.
Radio guy.
That guy has like a science fiction show from the basement of a science building. Hello, you're on the air.
Mike, I'd like to see you and Buzz, all four of you, and Dennis Murphy dancing in the cage, all four of you.
Dream on. Dream on. Thank you for coming down. Hello.
I want Dennis Murphy to tell me if he could do Nudes of Poppin' all over again, what would he do differently?
Oh, God.
Please. Oh, my God. You know, we finally get to somebody with a legitimate question. It's from Murphy.
Are you talking about that time we sent Dennis to the nudist convention?
That's what I'm talking about.
And she's talking, oh, sir. Always think forward. Look ahead. Think forward. Anybody else? Rob, run into the crowd.
And if you're going to spew into this.
There you go. Right here. Hello.
I just want to say from all the truckers in Kansas that don't have a chance to call you and tell you how much we all love you very much. We love you.
Hey, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One of the things I'd like to point out with the people that are in the crowd right here is Rob A. having to do an awful lot of running. How are you holding up, Rob? He's giving us the thumbs up.
Aces, Mike O'Mara. Aces.
God bless you.
Again, a prize to the first person with heat stroke. Hello.
Hey, Mike, we got a question for you. How do you like flying jet airplanes that are built by all of us people who work at Boeing?
I love Boeing airplanes. We did not have the pleasure of flying a Boeing plane last night, but I like them. I love them. I'm a little calmer when I'm flying a Boeing plane. There you go.
They got us here.
Last night we flew Amway Airlines. They give you free soap. We love it. It's fantastic. Hello.
Hi, I'm Beverly. I think it's fabulous to meet you two guys, and it's great.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say hello to Curtis. He told me he promised...
All right.
Rob, let's try to go halfway through. Go to the guy who looks like Gelman back here.
Where's Gelman?
See the guy with the red bracelet?
There you go.
My name is Larry Williams.
Oh, hi, Larry. Hi, Larry.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry.
That was the wrong guy, Rob. Hi.
I just wanted to say that Buzz really comes up with some good stories because I heard you pull one out of a magazine that Buzz had already reported on, and it was great.
Wichita's favorite.
Buzz.
See, Wichita's favorite son. So do we, sir.
You can't argue with that. Thank you, my friend.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, how many children, baby?
Pardon me, sir? Are you propositioning?
How many children are you going to have?
How many? Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know for certain. I have one, and she's great, but I don't know what the plan is.
Do it again.
Do it again? You want me to have another kid?
Trust me, I did it.
I'll do it tonight, sir. Thank you very much.
Do it twice.
Send your wife over. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Just real short, Don and Mike, kick ass.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Now, go to that scary Gelman guy. There he is right there, Rob, behind you. The guy with the...
next to you, on your right.
Other guy, Rob.
There he is.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to say, thanks for coming to Wichita, and there's a woman in Heroes right now that has had contractions. She's 9 months pregnant for the last...
Bring her out here!
30 minutes.
Somebody, all I need
her
is
doctor,
a...
doctor...
All I need is a wooden
she
spoon.
She called her doctor, and her doctor said, go in an air conditioner. She's ready to have a baby, but she will not leave because you guys are here.
You bring her right out here. I'm serious. You get me a wooden spoon and a can opener, and I'll deliver the baby.
Yeah. You want to go get her for you?
Go get her.
I'll go get her. I'll be right back.
I can't believe we're going to have a Donald Mike earlier, Donna Michelle today.
Hello?
Who would you do?
Yes.
Elizabeth Dole or Kathy Lee?
Oh, I do Kathy Lee any day of the week.
Kathy Lee, that's an honor.
You know what you got to do there? You got to duct tape her mouth. Hi, guys, hi.
Last year we had a stripper. Any chance of that happening again?
You'd have to ask anybody in the audience that felt like doing that.
You know, you can ask the woman in the red top up here.
Right here.
I think she's about ready.
Would you care to flash the crowd?
Lady in the red top, care to flash the crowd?
She's about ready.
Now she's now I see a moment of indecision here.
She's thinking about it.
All right. What do you think? No?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, they want you to flash. No.
All right.
That's a definitive no, sir.
How about the guy next to her? The guy next to her's got pretty big boobs.
Yeah,
how about you?
Would you flash the crowd?
I never can. There you go. Nice big hairy boobs.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for not letting us down.
Hi there.
I know.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Satan. I was born in Satanville. I was born in hell.
give her the normal answer. Is this a change in the bio that we're going to have to rewrite now? You were born in hell.
I was born in hell.
Hell.
What would you do, Hillary Clinton or Margaret Thatcher?
Good question.
Man.
I do Hillary any day of the week.
Yeah, Hillary. No question about it.
However, I do the Queen Mother.
Yeah, she's got a new Queen Pope-mobile.
She has a car just like the Pope-mobile now. It's the Queen Mum-mobile. Hello.
I have two things to say. I gave a gift to Don and Mike, and I want to make sure they got it. It's the America's Criminals. And
we got that book, yes.
Well, thank you.
Do you already have it?
No, we got it, and they have it now. We got it from you.
Okay, great.
And all these people
that are standing over here in front of us, in front of this tree, we'd appreciate if they said, Dan, we've been here since noon, and it'd be nice.
Uh-oh, it's going to get ugly.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, she was a crowd pleaser.
Hi, lady. Next lady. Hi there. Hi.
Mike.
Yes.
As a value jet flight attendant,
yes.
I'd like to invite you to come back and fly us. Seeing that I'm on a 30-day leave right now.
You come back first.
All right, yeah, you come back. I'd love to, absolutely.
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, what is the gross weight of Murphy over there? Do you guys have any idea?
I would estimate Dennis' weight. It's almost like that Carney game.
Ooh.
Dennis, I would estimate your weight to be, I'd say 240. 240, Mike? What do you think?
241.5.
I think the weight is probably about 240, 241, and the weight is definitely gross.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, I'd just like to settle one thing in Kansas. K-State kicks ass over KU.
We got Kansas talk going on. Serious Kansas talk.
All I know is, let's hear it for my alma mater. F you! Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes.
We've been hanging out with Daryl like for a couple of days.
Oh, our engineer?
And anybody gets a chance to hang out with Daryl, thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Daryl's okay.
Take a bow, Daryl.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. And Daryl in his subtle way going, thank you. What did he do? Show you his entire pornography collection? Is that what he did?
Hi. Who's next? Guy with the necktie. Hi.
Don and Mike, I'd just like to thank you for letting me sit next to Tasha, Amy, and Beth today, the best looking women in the crowd. And I think you're both full of crap, but I love your show anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you for that heartfelt compliment. We appreciate it.
Thank you, freak. Hello.
We have the pregnant lady here?
Oh, where is she at?
I just wanted to say that...
Where are you? Where are you?
Hold on a second. Let's talk to the lady out here first. Hi, while we're waiting for the pregnant lady. Hi. Hi.
Well, outside of the pregnant lady, all the postal workers here wanted to say that we're all in heat and getting wet for you here.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Postal workers all getting wet.
Hope that delivery arrives on time.
Speaking of delivery, where's the pregnant lady?
Is she right here?
Oh, wow. Now, are you really in labor? Come up here for a second.
Huh? You can only come out for a brief period of time,
can you
right?
Come up here for just a second?
Oh, okay.
No, you don't want to? You don't? Are you close to having the baby?
Are you really contracting now?
Yes.
And you have talked to your doctor? All right, as soon as the show's over, if you haven't had the baby yet, Don is going to help you out there. He will deliver the baby.
All I need is a wooden spoon, like the kind that you make soup with.
That's right.
I promise, it'll be a painless birth.
And you're going to name the baby Donna Michelle or Donald Michael, right?
I'll deliver your baby in our limousine. How about that?
No.
You know something? I'm looking at you. I suggest something. Why don't you get back into the air conditioning? All right. Go for it.
You know, I got a question, though. If a lady is really having contractions, am I going to have a baby? Why is she even here?
Yeah, lady, you don't go to the air conditioning. Go to the hospital.
Go to the hospital, for goodness sakes. One more from the crowd now, Rob. Hi.
You know, I've been drinking beer all day.
No kidding.
Sure
you
have. I've been running around with this FU hat, and if you gave me your address, I could give you an FU hat at the drop of a dime, and you can walk
My
around.
Address, sir, my address is North Pole, USA.
That's you.
Same as Santa Claus.
What a fitting last conversation we had there.
The guy has come up to me about 10, is it 10 times today's come up to me? He's got a hat, you know, like they say, Wichita State. He's got a hat that does say FU on it.
And we both have full scholarships to FU.
Oh, they got a great football team. It's working great, Beef. Now it's gotten to the point now.
Yes.
Everybody's just screaming stuff. What? Yes. Hold on, Rob, one more. The guy, look at the guy who's really pointing.
Where? Which guy?
The guy in the blue shorts.
Oh,
look at him.
All right.
Sounds like crazy.
He wants something.
Down to Mike, y'all the greatest, y'all the heavyweight champs of radio. Y'all bad, you're pretty, you're the greatest of all time, you're the heavyweight champ. You're pretty, you're bad, you're greatest of all time. You're the heavyweight champ.
Thank you.
And you're dreaming.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
You're super dreaming.
All right.
And thank you, everybody in Wichita. I'm sorry if we didn't get to you. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Huh?
It's Don and Mike.
Hi, we're back. We're in Wichita, Kansas. We're downtown in Old Town. We've had a great reception today and a lot of fans showing up. We appreciate it in the oppressive heat. I have a question now. Is Alfonso Lucinda, or maybe it's Lucinda Alfonso. Is this you?
Uh-huh.
Somehow your driver's license made its way up to me. You don't look 30. Hey, you look good.
Are you really 30?
Well, it says you were born. Oh, no, that's the expiration date.
Oh,
I see. You are...
You're 70 years old?
82, 92. You're 24?
24, yes.
Well, here, how did I end up with your driver's license? Somebody brought this up, and it's a good thing you're here. Otherwise, I was going to fill out all the organ donor stuff. So thanks. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
It expired?
It expired.
Oh, okay.
All right, great. Now, there's a sensitive, quiet moment. Yeah.
As we all just stop and watch her walk back into the crowd, it's time to talk to Rudy Marsky from USA Today. Rudy, America's number one TV sports journalist.
Why, Rudy, very popular here in Wichita.
Rudy, where are you calling from today?
Chicago.
From where?
Chicago.
What are you doing in Chicago?
Rudy,
are you using one of those Dixie cup phones again?
Is it just us, or is he hard to understand? More harder to understand than usual?
Can anyone understand Rudy at all?
Well, Rudy, besides you, Rudy, the phone connection is not great.
Did somebody pour a beer into the mouthpiece again, Rudy? A payphone in the lobby.
What are you yelling?
You know, there's a payphone here, but he's in Chicago. And Rudy, I think he's going to have to call back.
Yes, Rudy, please call back. What? What?
Just call back on a phone that's functional.
Call back right now, Rudy.
You know, sometimes Rudy's had that problem before. Sometimes when he's talking into the phone, the breath that he has actually screws up some of the wiring in there.
Hey, while we're waiting for Rudy to call back, you guys want to come eat your dog food now?
Come on.
You know, these poor guys have been sitting in lawn chairs. They were among the first to arrive here today in 100-plus degree heat.
They've been having a great time. Don't fall and kill yourself on the way up here.
They have dog food. I don't know if it's like the kind that Dennis ate or if it's like Gaines Burgers.
I think it might be dry, Don. It might be dry. Come on right up here.
But either way, these guys have been holding up a sign all day. Don and Mike, we want to eat dog food. Hi, fellas. What's your names?
Todd? And my name's Ryan.
Your name's what?
Ronnie. Nice to meet you guys.
Okay, Ronnie turned into Rudy.
All right.
And before we eat the dog food, I'd like to start off with some gifts for you.
All right.
Oh, thank you. I think you're winning a freaking Academy Award. Before I start, there's a couple of things, Don and Mike, I'd like to get off my chest.
Hey, Don. Floor show.
Well, yes.
I have Rudy back.
Listen, I'm sorry. You're 5 seconds of fame. Hold on. Eat the dog food, though. Eat the dog food while we're talking to Rudy.
Eat the dog food.
Would you please? We'd love to get your gifts, and we thank you very much for thanking us.
Thank you, guys.
But let's see how Rudy's phone line is this time.
All right, there's the biscuit.
Hi, Rudy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, now, see, that's much better. Easy to understand.
Yeah, now we can understand you, Rudy.
Rudy, there's while we
different
are...
different payphone in the lobby.
While we are speaking to you, Rudy, a couple of young Kansas lads are eating dog food.
No.
Why, I don't know.
Have you ever eaten dog food on a bed or after a beer blast, Rudy?
No, but I've eaten cat food.
You have?
Why is that? What are those circumstances?
Because we have cats, and sometimes mouse won't fix a meal for me.
Wow, it was a long time ago when Rudy was a down-on-his-luck reporter.
Rudy, now, if you're in Chicago, perhaps you have some insight into the contract that Phil Jackson signed with the Bulls. The report yesterday was that they weren't going to come to terms with him, and it was going to be that guy with the bad skin and the white hair from the Celtics. Then I read in your column today that he signs a one-year, $2.5 million deal. What is the latest?
Well, actually, there's an update on that. It wound up being as high as $2.7 million, but nobody's happy in Chicago the way Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the Bulls, as well as Jerry Krause, the general manager of the Bulls, handled this. But Jackson did get a lot of money, Phil did, but it's only a one-year deal, and it does look like the Chicago Bulls probably we're going to probably see one more year of the excellence of the Bulls, and then that's it, because the ramifications of this are probably only sign Dennis Rodman for 1 year when Rodman wants 2 years.
Hey, Rudy, does this go beyond the money issue? Is there some kind of bad blood situation between Phil Jackson and Reinsdorf? Because, I mean, when you're talking about NBA franchises, you're talking about unbelievable money for the players, and a lot of the coaches are making an incredible amount of money. Why the log jam with this situation?
I know it's his ego, right?
There's a lot of ego involved. I don't know if it's Reinsdorf as much, because Reinsdorf, he's one of these guys that he has pulled the trigger in guys before in a power situation. Remember Doug Collins? He suddenly fired him after the Bulls were coming on. He also fired a radio announcer that was very popular in Chicago. And so there was that in the background, but it probably, as much as anything, was Jerry Krause, the general manager, who resented the power that maybe Phil Jackson was trying to get. And that's why there was a lot of things going on, such as Phil Jackson, following the line of Doug Collins, tried to, and did a couple times, bar Jerry Krause from the locker room, tried to have inserted in the contract during negotiations that Krause couldn't travel on the same team plane, didn't want him around the team.
You know why? And here's the reason. I can explain it to you, Mike. The guy Jerry Krause is like every radio station general manager
right. That
we've ever worked for. He wants to be there when the team does great. He
right. Wants
to hang around. He wants to be around.
When they won the championship, he was the guy that was getting all the accolades, and and really nobody said anything about the coach.
Yeah, well, it's good they re-signed him. Rudy, listen, very quickly. I read in your column today, switching topics. This weekend, I want everybody to know the Scottish Claymores will kick ass. The World Bowl is going to be on regular television, right?
Your team.
It'll be on Fox. You're right at 1 o'clock Eastern on Sunday. And, Don, I know I wrote it for you because I know you love pro football. You'll watch anything with a pigskin in it.
I love the Scottish Claymores. They're my team, man.
Claymores are going all the way.
Claymores rule!
Have you been watching those FX games, the World League games?
Of course I have. I don't even know what a Claymore is.
A Claymore is related to a Klingon. That's the way I understand it.
And I don't even know. You want to know? I don't even know who they're playing. Who are they playing? I know it's going to be on real TV.
They're playing like some team from Germany. But
there you go.
The Rhine Fire.
There's our sports
expert. Yeah, that's right. Probably the Rhine Fire.
Rudy, listen, I've got to go. Before we go, one last nugget, something we wouldn't have known in this very insightful report if we had been speaking to you, the guru of TV sports.
Okay, well, look, it looks to me like you're probably going to see Michael Jordan only sign a one-year, $20 million contract, because if that's all that Phil Jackson's sticking around for one more year, that's all Jordan wants to. And so this falls in the lines of the Bulls, you know, just breaking it up. And probably Jerry Reinsdorf will sell the team after a year because he's got all the seats and boxes sold at United Center, and by that time it'll all be in the profit category.
All right, thank you, Rudy. Have a great weekend in Chicago, and we will see you Monday.
Okay, guys.
Bye, Rummy.
Okay, bye. Yeah.
Go get that freshened up.
You know, there's got to be... I cannot think of a conversation that has more deluded us sitting in a crowded downtown area with 1,000 people,
right,
and him on the payphone in the lobby of a hotel.
He gave us one of his reports where he's got one eye on the phone and one eye on the lounge.
And the satellite hookup going haywire. Well, there he is. There's Rudy from USA Today. Now, another commercial break, the last commercial break. We'll come back with the Toe Tap and Touch Toes, another look at Nuz Nernak's news, and the chance to say goodbye to all the nice people here in Wichita. We'll be with 1,000 people,
right,
and him on the payphone in the lobby of a hotel.
He gave us one of his reports where he's got one eye on the phone and one eye on the lounge.
And the satellite hookup going haywire. Well, there he is. There's Rudy from USA Today. Now, another commercial break, the last commercial break. We'll come back with the Toe Tap and Touch Toes, another look at Nuz Nernak's news, and the chance to say goodbye to all the nice people here in Wichita. We'll be all free.
Give yourself a chance. poolside break. Listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, he didn't want to break a perfect string. That'll be at least one Broyhill mistake at every show.
They were sure interesting to listen to.
Thank you, Charlie. And now the toe tapping touchstone spurt out. We'll take call 100 right now. Let me give you some stuff. 1-800-636-1067. Call 100 on the DJ phone at 1-800-636-1067. And now at 7 minutes until 7 on the east, it's 7 until 4 on the west, and in Wichita, it's 7 minutes until 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Everywhere else, check your watch. Here with a last look at today's news, here is Nuz Nurnag. Hello, Nuz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. A federal appeals court says the Whitewater special prosecutor can look into the controversy over White House use of FBI files as well. Attorney General Janet Reno has asked the appeals court panel to expand the jurisdiction of independent counsel Kenneth Starr to include those confidential FBI files. Starr is supposed to determine if anyone acted improperly in asking the FBI to turn over background files on prominent Republicans. Ted Kaczynski is off to California. A judge in Montana has ordered the alleged Unabomber moved to the Sacramento area to stand trial on 10 charges connected to Unabomber attacks. 2 people died in those attacks. The FAA could face criminal charges over its handling of ValueJet before last month's deadly crash. Businessweek magazine says the investigation will focus on whether FAA safety inspectors let ValueJet slide before the crash. And last night on Tom Snyder, a ValueJet flight attendant called the airline a sweatshop and complained about long hours and broken equipment. A Texas man says he'd sell everything he owns to defend his wife, who's in jail for killing their 2 young sons. Police in a suburb of Dallas say Darlie Routier stabbed the 2 boys earlier this month, and the local paper says police found a diary in her home in which she expressed a need to be forgiven for what she was about to do. Today, the woman's being held on $1 million bond, and she's under a suicide watch. In Lumberton, North Carolina, a teenage boy stands accused of arson in one of the burnings of black churches recently. And just hours after he appeared in court for the first time, Billy Baxley was at a Bible study meeting in the very church he's admitted burning. His visit was arranged by the pastor of this black church and by the pastor of the white church where young Mr. Baxley's a member. The pastor of the black church says the purpose of having the boy was to help him with love, hope, and prayer. You had to be careful at a bowling alley in Lawrence, Kansas last night. If you bowled the wrong lane, you could have knocked over a bridesmaid. Pam Evans and Robert Dunn decided to get married in a bowling alley. Why? Well, as a fellow bowler put it, at least it's air-conditioned, but it's also where Pam and Robert met 3 years ago, and they spent a lot of time there. So there they were, exchanging rings and vows in the gutter between lanes 25 and 26, right under the Budweiser clock. It's almost time to have dinner and charge it to our hotel rooms, and that could get expensive. That story in sports, next. In sports, Michael Jordan says he's not afraid to walk away in a heartbeat if his contract negotiations with Bulls management drag on too long. Jordan says he won't argue, debate, or bang heads in talks like Coach Phil Jackson had to do to get his 1-year deal to return next season. He also said his contract should be for 1 year like Jackson's. Jordan says he doesn't have a figure in mind. A contract so still has to be negotiated with Dennis Rodman. The Yankees beat the Indians in Cleveland today in a 10-inning game by a score of 8-7. Game 2 of that double bill this evening. Finally, since those of us on the Don and Mike Show are on the road, charging all our expenses to the company, here's a story to make our business manager nervous back in Washington.
Charging them to Westinghouse, Buzz.
Now, this story is about city worker James Moran from Lakeland, Florida, and the nice thing the city did for him recently. They gave him a gift certificate, good for dinner for 2 at a local restaurant. It was an open-ended gift certificate. Jim and his lady could spend whatever they wanted in celebration of his 20 years of service with the city. But what Jim and the lady ordered would even choke William Refrigerator Perry. They started with 33 shrimp cocktails. Then it was 4 orders of steamed oysters.
Yeah.
3 lobster tails. And that was just the appetizers. For the main course, they ordered a double portion of prime rib and a porterhouse steak. They ordered so much food, they carried home the leftovers in one of those big garbage bags. They finally paid the tab, but the lawsuit he filed for being suspended and demoted cost the city thousands of dollars in legal fees.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done it.
Jim Moran served the city of Lakeland, Florida well for 20 years, and it's thanks to him that those gift certificates now have a $50 limit.
Imagine if he'd taken Rob with him.
Now, it's time for those of us on the Don and Mike Show to go to dinner. Just put it on our tab and... man, are we hungry. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, all right. Buzz.
No!
Yes!
No, I want to stay here.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's it. We got to go. Where's our call 100? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hello. Who's this?
This is Ron. Who's this?
Ron, this is Don.
Yes.
Hello, Ron.
Good.
I can see you, but I can't hear you. Ron, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lumen, just out of Sacramento.
Your call 100. Hold the line, my friend.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Good night. Until we meet again. Adios.
Adios.
Au revoir. I'll be the same.
My friend?
Ron.
Ron, yeah, Ron, you want a VHS copy of Father of the Bride Part 2 with Touchstone Home Video. It reunites the star-studded cast of the original featuring Steve Martin, and there's great news. You want a big chocolate pie from the Pie Gourmet. Call 1-800-387-9319 to order your pies today. Thank you for listening, Ron.
Thank you. Good show.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
And good night. That's it. Well, at one point today, I want you to know that the people that are here right now are the people that we love the most.
The real
thing. Look at this. See? At one point, this whole city square was full of 3,000 people. Now we're down to, what do you think, maybe 300 or 400 folks?
Yeah, the diehards that are hanging in here. God bless you guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's our thank you list. We want to thank Heroes Sports Bar. We want to thank Miller Beer, Priscilla's, Auto Chint Plus, Navy Biomedical.
Yum, yum.
What is it? Am I reading a client list? Is this what this is? Pet Express, Quiznos, Global Retail Liquor, Home of Rob's World of Beers. We want to thank the Harvey Hotel, John Cyphers, the engineer guy, Hank Lane, the engineer guy, the Hampton Inn, Jeff and James, the Funstones, and thanks to Gina for being Dennis Murphy's escort. Thank you to Dennis for dancing in the cave.
Way to go, Dennis. Yeah. You did a great job.
Thank you to our wonderful engineer, Daryl.
Yeah.
Thanks to Lena Wayback and all the great people at KQAM.
And I would say 2 years in a row, we've had a pretty good time. You just might see us again here real soon.
So thank you very much. And God bless you. On that note, we got to go. Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
That's it. Let's go. Oh, here comes Mary Richard. Ready to throw her hat in the air.
You might just make it after all.
Hey, Mike. Great news. Your ambulance has arrived. Mike and Vitaly's going to have heat stroke all day. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you Monday. God bless you. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We'll see you Monday. Tommy, Joe, me, what be on you show.
So long, everybody.
Bye. Don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
What best thing on the radio?
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still a good time with that by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures in Dick Man.
Bonnie boy, there go two of the good ones. You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information. For mindless chatter, we're your station.
Price, service, and selection.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Move it.